average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit. KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves, with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, Your Healthy Radio Addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460, with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
5.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 7 after the hour, time for our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of news. Talk Radio charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of November 5th through the 9th. And so we go through the list with Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer Horn is here. And here is the list. At number 10, usual sports talk radio stuff, which we can kind of move around because there are other things that are on this list that I'm sure all of us want to talk about. The situation with Ruth Bader Ginsburg is number 9. Sanctions against Iran, number 8. The continuing movement of the migrant caravan, number 7. Personality, who is, I don't know, who is Antifa? What is that?
Antifa.
Is that? Antifa.
I don't
it's
even know who that
of,
is.
It's what a is group that? Of far-left protesters who go out. They're the ones that you see at rallies that are dressed in black. They many times are carrying sticks. They throw urine and balloons. They're really a charming bunch, and they found themselves stationed in front of Tucker Carlson's house, threatening his wife and his kids, and it's been quite the mess.
They're thugs.
But I'm not a fan of Tucker Carlson, but has anybody got any privacy anymore, no matter what you do for a living? Who
well,
are these people?
Why
did they get arrested?
The group put out a list of names that are people that should be harassed. So most of them are conservative commentators.
And guess where that
a lot
list
of Fox News personalities.
Guess where that list came from? Maxine
George
Waters.
Soros.
Oh.
Maxine Waters. So why can't there be a sort of turnaround is fair play? Why can't there be a bunch
because
of thugs that go?
All of it should stop.
I mean,
if anybody on the right is harassing somebody on the left like this, it should stop. And this whole thing from the left where they say they're the party of peace and getting along, meanwhile you've got these thugs, Antifa, out there in your name and you're letting it happen, is out of control. It's got to stop.
See, how much I pay attention to this? I didn't even know who they were.
I'm on the left and I've never even heard of them. So
you've never heard of Antifa?
No, this is not... This is not something that, like, this is not endorsed by normal people on the left. Just like crazy people are not endorsed
by
normal people on the right.
But it's also not stopped. And you've got this Maxine Waters
stoking the waters.
Well,
white supremacists, where are they being stopped either on the right? It's the same thing. That's an embarrassment to people who are conservatives. It's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
They're not being stopped.
And it's got to be stopped.
Pretty unhealthy. We got a pretty unhealthy crew here, both sides of this country. Wow. Number 5, the DACA ruling. Number 4, the deadly shooting at the bar in Thousand Oaks, California. Number 3, the news media all worked up about this guy Acosta's credentials being revoked at the White House. Number 2, Sessions resigns, and so what does that mean for the Mueller probe? And number 1, results of the midterm elections. I don't know. There's a lot of side stuff here about the acting attorney general, number two, Sessions, resigning. So the fellow who has replaced him, at least for now, is Matthew Whitaker, attorney general, acting attorney general. But the real story here is who will replace Sessions. The rumor is on a number of people, including former governor of New Jersey, attorney
Chris
general.
Christie. He's on the list. Giuliani's being mentioned. Pam Bondi's being mentioned. I'm voting for Trey Gowdy if I get a vote, but that's just me. Lindsey Graham has been mentioned. I don't know that Lindsey Graham will be the choice, although I think he'd be very well qualified. I don't know that anybody has the stomach to go through a special election in the state of South Carolina to replace him in the Senate. So I just don't know how that will move his chances along. But I don't know. I think this story has become why Trump fired Jeff Sessions. People, again, people on the other side of the aisle from the Trump administration are saying, oh, Jeff Sessions. He's the best guy on the planet, when they were going nuts about the fact that Jeff Sessions was actually appointed to this position. I don't know. I think that President Trump is not going to fire Robert Mueller. That's a lot of the speculation, that he wanted to fire Jeff Sessions so he could fire Robert Mueller. I would be surprised if that happens. But what I do think will happen is that Trump wants to do a major document dump. And I think that Jeff Sessions behind the scenes was preventing him from doing that by releasing documents in regards to not only the Russia investigation, but also into the surveillance by the Obama administration onto Trump administration officials. And I think he wants to dump those documents before Democrats take control in the House to try to avoid and snuff out some investigations. And I think that Matthew Whitaker won't stop him in that path. I think this is way more about declassification and less about obstructing Mueller's investigation.
Interesting.
What was Sessions' motivation for not wanting to do a document dump? I don't get that.
It was Rosenstein, actually, because remember, Jeff Sessions has recused himself from the Russia investigation, but that means that Rod Rosenstein is in charge of it. So what he's doing is moving Jeff Sessions out, bringing someone in as an interim person who's...
Why didn't you just fire Rosenstein?
Well, what was if it wasn't Sessions then, so what's Rosenstein's reason for not wanting to do a document dump?
It's a really great question. It's one that Republicans have been asking, why he slow walks everything, but that's what he does.
He's protecting his people.
Well, what's he protecting, though?
I guess that's what we find out if the documents.
The question Victoria is asking is, what's he hiding?
Right.
What's being hidden?
Exactly.
And the document dump addresses that, doesn't it? If you dump all those documents, that means whatever is there becomes, the information is open season. It's open season on that info.
As an American, it disturbs me no end to have the government decide what is appropriate for me to see and what is not appropriate for me to see. As soon as something becomes not an extreme matter of national security, it should automatically be declassified. I don't care who is in charge, whether you're a Democrat, Republican. This has nothing to do with my politics. This is about being an American and having the government decide what secrets they can keep from me.
Okay.
No way.
So who's leading these protests to protect Mueller? Where is that? Who's in charge of that? Or who's, like, New York, Washington, Chicago, some other places, leaders? Some people are out there with the protests. Save Robert Mueller!
Save the investigation. Don't let the investigation just get kicked to the side. I guess that's what people
I think
do.
One of the biggest people saving Mueller is Trump, because Trump doesn't believe that there's anything there.
Wait a minute.
So he's like,
this
bring it on.
This has been going on for 2 years.
Right.
What in the name of
fired
God?
Him 2 years
if you
ago.
Can't fire, if you can't find anything by now... What are we doing paying this guy?
And that's going to be Matthew Whitaker's story is, like, listen, 2 years now, how much have we spent? And I'd love to know how much we've spent on this.
Well, last time I saw a figure, Richie, it's approaching $250 million of taxpayer money. It is obscene. It's
I just think it's funny that these people, it's funny how people get
played. $110 million the first year. I know
if
that,
Trump wanted to fire Mueller, wouldn't he have done it at the beginning before all of this information would have been leaked out or people would have been indicted, his cronies, as people like to say? I don't believe that Trump is going to fire him. I think he is smarter than that. I think he has become more politically wise than to fire Mueller. But I certainly think that Whitaker is going to try to say, look, you need to get this wrapped up. And from all reports, as of just, you know, a few days ago, it seems that he's in the process, Robert Mueller, is in the process of finishing his written report. The president, I think, is going to be turning in written answers to some of Mueller's questions. So maybe this thing comes to an end by the end of the year. But, we said that last year.
It's not near that much.
All right.
It's only like $20 million.
I heard it was 10 times that. Anyway, there's all kinds of exaggerations all over the place. We want to talk about what happened in Thousand Oaks. That's number four with Jennifer in a matter of speaking, matter of moments here, 15 after the hour. You probably have really considered how you eat, and you want to eat well. But getting enough good fruits and vegetables, the organic kind of fruits and vegetables, into your diet every day is a hard thing to do. That's why it's really cool that I can tell you about Texas Superfood. Texas Superfood has created a blend of the best organic vine-ripened fruits and vegetables. They put in it powerful enzymes and probiotics, energizing herbs. This is a capsule. You can take it as a powder. Texas Superfood Complete Organic. 20 years ago, the leader of the band there, Dr. Dennis Black, put this together. He was suffering from cancer. He needed nutritional help, and he figured it out, and now he makes it available to you. Enough organic fruits and vegetables every day to keep your body or your immune system really healthy and running on all eight cylinders. Texas Superfood Complete Organic makes eating well easy. I love knowing every time I take the Texas Superfood Complete Organic every morning, I'm getting 55 naturally grown raw fruits and veggies. You too. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug and order the Texas Superfood Complete Organic. Quality nutritional products at TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug for the Texas Superfood Complete Organic line.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-917-1316. 800-917-1316. 800-917-1316. That's 800-917-1316.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? Do you dream of getting a full night's rest? Well, thanks to MyPillow, those days are long behind me. Now I'm sleeping like a baby, and you can too. Say goodbye to adjusting your pillow all night long, because MyPillow does it for you by adjusting to the shape that you want and need. Toss out those flat, worn-out pillows, and let MyPillow change the way you sleep forever. They're the one and only solution to your sleepless nights. MyPillows are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. And unlike those other pillows, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. That's right. When you order one MyPillow, you'll get the second one free. Get two MyPillows for the price of one. Enjoy the world's most comfortable pillow by going to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Remember, promo code DJV. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with MyPillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com and remember, promo code DJV.
All right, number four this week, the shooting in California at the Thousand Oaks. I was going to say it was a bar, a theater. What actually
Borderline.
Was this?
It's a bar.
Yeah, it's a place I actually used to spend a lot of time in my 20s at Borderline. It makes it really close to home. It's a restaurant and a bar and a country line dancing place, and they'd have different kinds of music, but primarily country music. And in the community of Thousand Oaks, it's about 40 miles north of Los Angeles proper. So this is a community that's closer to like the Kardashians' house in Calabasas, if you see that on television, just north of that. And this is where 13 people died, 12 of them innocent. One of them, the gunman who shot himself after he entered the bar about 11:20 in the evening on Wednesday night and opened fire, threw a smoke grenade to try to cause chaos. And a lot of people were lucky to escape. Some of those people, including one of the victims, had also been through the Route 91 Harvest Festival in Las Vegas.
Great. So they're having vigils and that sort of thing for them. This kind of thing We talk about it, and we talk about it, and we talk about it, and we talk about it. Nothing changes. Nothing gets done. So what are we? It's a news event. So we see one of these. The next day, there's something else. It just goes on and on and on.
Until someone is brave enough to talk about mental illness and what we need to do, I don't know how these stories change.
Yeah, but the disturbing thing here is there were no signs. There were no obvious signs for this guy that I'm hearing
there
about.
There actually were. There were a few, according to his neighbors. He attacked his track and field coach in high school. He went on to become a Marine. He saw some pretty horrendous things, apparently, according to his friends in Afghanistan. When he came back, and over the last several years, he wasn't talking to anybody but his mother, and he was living with her. When he wasn't with her, he was practicing his line dancing in the garage. So the cops had been called on him a few times, but
21 after
nobody
the
held
hour.
Him.
The Talk Radio Countdown. Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
With the changing of seasons, maybe it's time for a change for your family. And Palomar Builders, your ultimate home, invites you to discover River Point. River Point, by Reading's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, is located in South Reading. These quality-built homes include large, deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees featuring RV parking, energy efficiency, exceptional interior and exterior features. And just wait until you see the kitchens. Designer kitchens, Palomar Builders has spared no expense in the room you spend much of your time in. They feature granite countertops plus many other quality amenities and your stylish master suite. With its tree-lined streets, River Point provides quality living at reasonable pricing. Discover River Point in South Reading by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. So make plans to come see the beautiful model home at River Point in South Reading. For more information, contact Debbie Morgan, Coldwell Banker, CNC Properties at 604-2127. River Point in South Reading with Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now to continue our focus on the Talkers Magazine charts with Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Review. One of the items here is a focus on Ruth Bader Ginsburg and what's going on with her since she was hospitalized as three fractured ribs fell down in her office. According to the court, she experienced discomfort after going home following the fall and then was admitted to George Washington University Hospital. She's 85.
Wow.
And subject of a lot of attention because she had a heart procedure, I think, 4 years ago, right? Coronary artery was a problem. She had pancreatic cancer.
She beat pancreatic cancer.
Yeah. That's
tough.
Not many people can say that about pancreatic cancer. Once you get told you better just figure 3-4 months and we'll all see you later when you get that. So she is a tough cookie.
She's still a daily trainer. She works out daily, has a trainer.
She works out, right. She underwent surgery for colon cancer, too. Rishi, back in 1999, she says she wants to stay on the bench past the election of 2020.
Oh, I bet she does.
How about that?
Well, we were joking earlier this morning that some of the tweets have been hilarious in support of, you know, everyone calls her the notorious RBG.
Right.
And so some of the tweets are people wanting to donate their own ribs and donate organs. And then there was one that really cracked me up. And this one guy wants to start a GoFundMe account to buy a 20-foot roll of bubble wrap to wrap her in until for the next 5 years. So she'll live in a bubble.
There's no doubt.
Yeah, it's amazing how much of a cultural icon she's become, and she doesn't even realize how. Like, if you saw the RBG documentary, which is so entertaining and informative, and it's really incredible. It's so good, and her friendship with Antonin Scalia is adorable, and it's just really a wonderful bipartisan kind of feel good movie. It's incredible the stuff that she still does, and she just is really. Unaware, she didn't know that SNL has been parodying her for however many years. She didn't even know, and then they show it to her for the first time in the documentary, and it's hilarious. It's just, she's such a character.
One of the other side trips on this story is the whole problem of adults over the age of 65 falling. How many every year? 1 in 4 fall every year, according to the government. A study published found that most falls are preventable, noted that they not only result in severe injuries, one of the most common and costly health conditions. What happens when you're
Ruth Bader Ginsburg's age? Killed my friend's father last year.
Yeah. When you fall down, a hip problem, ribs, whatever it is, you go to the hospital, 9 times out of 10 you get pneumonia and you die. It, for whatever the reason, this stuff all leads to getting pneumonia, especially with the ribs, because you can't breathe properly. You can't get the stuff out.
Painful
in your
injury.
Ribs are awful.
Yeah. I had one broken, wrap you up, and you can't. They don't fix it. They just wrap you up.
Right.
And you can't breathe.
You can't. No matter what you do, there's no relief.
Can't
and
get
she's
away.
Got
Did you
three
break?
Fractured ribs, which is, you know, that's I've only had really bad bruised ribs, but and that was painful enough. But 3 fractured ribs.
So painful.
Got kicked by a horse when I was a kid. That's what happened to me.
Oh. Yeah, but falling down, if a senior is falling down, if your parent, if you fall down, go to the hospital, even
right
if
away.
You feel fine.
Get an X-ray.
My friend's dad fell down, hit his head. Got up, I'm fine, died 10 hours later in his sleep.
Oh.
So, go.
No mess around.
Go.
Yep, get everything
like
when you fall down like that.
Ruth, RBG, she's like, I'm fine, I'm going home. She wasn't fine.
No, can only be tough so much of the time. All right, so that's the story on Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Coming up, the migrants want buses. Wait till you hear this. It's 28 past the hour.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this was Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated discs, pinched nerves in my neck. I had got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See? Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety, and it's been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com, and while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Are you looking to move on up to the east side? The east side of Reading has many, many things to offer, including the Palomar Experience. It's Highland Park in the beautiful east side of Reading. These high-quality luxury homes brought to you by Palomar Builders feature many luxury amenities, including green technology like radiant barrier roof sheathing, high-efficiency, quick-recovery gas water heaters, energy-efficient LED and fluorescent lighting, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and showerheads, and programmable irrigation systems. Exceptional exterior and interior features, including designer kitchens with granite slab countertops, stylish islands in some plans, and walk-in pantries with door. And the east side is close to shopping and to freeway access. To find Highland Park, just go north on Churn Creek, look for the signs to make a left on Bodenhammer, and you'll find the Palomar Experience. Highland Park, come see the model home. Contact Debbie Morgan from Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 604-2127. For Palomar Builders, Highland Park.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now as we pursue the charts from Talkers Magazine, talkers.com. You'll find these stories and all the people, lists of the things that have been on the top of the conversational heap for the week by the folks at Talkers, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers TV, that sort of thing. Victoria Keelan is here, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, the list of stories. This fiasco, I guess is the word, this migrant caravan, these people coming up from Central America into Mexico. Now, they say they're tired of walking. They stopped in Mexico City. Rich, you may be the expert on this. You were in Mexico City this week. They say it's too cold and too dangerous to continue walking and hitchhiking, so now they want buses to bring them to the U.S. border. There we go. What did you see or hear while you were in Mexico City?
I saw margaritas by the pool is what I saw. I saw the beach.
That's what I'd be looking for, too.
I saw a lot of nice
beach in Mexico
dinners.
City?
No, in
Playa, right?
Maya Riviera, yeah.
Riviera I thought
Maya.
You went to Mexico City.
No, Riviera Maya. Yeah.
Okay, all right. So you don't have incredible information. What are the Mexicans saying about this, though?
You know, I'm so upset with myself. We while we were there, we came to know a taxi driver, Jose, really well, and the guy was a great guy. And he just kind of talking, and I totally didn't ask him about what he thinks about the caravan.
No.
And coming through there, but
lost opportunity.
I will tell you what he did tell us, though, is just about the corruption. Uh-huh. Apparently, and he kind of told us, listen, if we get pulled over by the police, it's basically a shakedown, and we need to give them a little money because otherwise, we'll spend the afternoon in jail.
Great.
So the corruption is, it's just, Central and South America.
That's the way they live.
That's the way it is.
All right, so. The continuing story and the, the outshoot of the focus on the migrants is the new rules to sharply limit migrant asylum. And the people who come here, I'm being harassed, I'm being threatened, my life's in danger, please give me political asylum, or whatever they say. What do they say when they come?
Yeah, that's it.
That's pretty much what they say, right? So, there is they're trying to change that. And then there's the continuing focus on the birthright. I don't know what – there's been a lot of talk about that, but what's the outgrowth of it? Is that thing going to change or not?
It'll take a little while, changing the 14th Amendment. They will try and get some executive order through. It will get challenged. It will go through the courts. It will go up to the Supreme Court, and Trump will win, and that's why he waited to do this until after he got Kavanaugh in.
Mm-hmm. The – situation with the midterm elections, let's spend some time on that. The Florida governor's race, recount, are there any hanging chads was the question I asked earlier on. This is between Andrew Gillum, who's the Democrat, and Ron DeSantis, who's the Republican. The difference between the two of them is 0.47%.
Wow.
DeSantis is the lead in there, but that's not much of a lead, so... What happens with a recount? Who knows? Didn't Gillum do some stupid stuff, though, that kind of shot himself in the foot? Do I remember hearing something?
He didn't answer. There was some scandal. I don't know if it was a scandal, but there was an investigation into, I think, his finances or something, and he sort of just refused to even answer questions about it. And that's you just can't do that in today's political climate. You can't say no comment while you're running for office. You just... doesn't happen.
It can't. Well, the Florida situation and what happens in our southeast is pretty disgraceful. Governor Rick Scott is running for the Senate. He says there was rampant fraud in the elections, especially the two counties on the East Coast, Broward and Palm Beach County, which always has a problem. The people who count the votes, I remember voting when I was a resident of Palm Beach. The people who were in charge of voting were likely not much further along than the eighth grade in terms of being able to count. Literally, they couldn't. And they were put there because they couldn't count, because they were told this is corruption central. This whole place, you'd think in Palm Beach County where all the money is, Boca and Broward County also, that they'd have a clean slate. I guess you'd think that. About what's going on with Kemp and Stacey Abrams up in Georgia. But here's this guy is as crooked as the day is long, it would seem. Kemp was the Secretary of State in charge of elections, so he resigns while the recount's going on. Meanwhile, he's overseeing election irregularities like you wouldn't believe. They couldn't plug in the voting machine, so they put batteries on them, and the batteries went dead in the middle of the election day. How the hell gets away with that in this day and age? You know, that kind of stuff. How obvious does it have to be? And yet everybody shrugs their shoulders, throws their hands up. Well, we don't know what to do. It's crooked. And it's been elections. Remember the Teapot Dome scandal? Anybody remember that era of politics?
Yes, I know of it, but I can't remember what it was.
Well, it basically highlighted what was going on. I've told this story in the air. My father, when he was a kid, grew up as an orphan in South Boston. The ward bosses, and this went on in Chicago, it went on in Washington, went on everywhere. So the ward bosses would come around, and he'd gather up all of his friends, and they'd give them $10 a piece. They'd give them 10 names of 10 dead people, and they'd send them to the 10 wards with the name of that person. They'd pay them $10 to go vote in that person's name, and that's how these guys won re-election. And that still goes on. That's what John Kennedy's father, old man Kennedy, that's what he did in Chicago. And Nixon knew it, and he didn't want to cause a constitutional crisis. Same thing happened in Florida when George Bush got elected. George Bush should never have been elected. That was the biggest, and it's back again to Florida. That's why I'm looking at these stories about fraud, the claims of fraud in Florida. They've always had, for decades, the most corrupt voting system there, and nobody does a damn thing about it. I don't understand why the voters roll over and play dead to that.
Yeah, and it's such a bizarre position for Governor Scott to take, because he's running for Senate and at the same time claiming corruption, but it's your state. You're the dude in charge. Mm-hmm. You're the top dog in the state. So if there's a lot of corruption going on, why aren't you dealing with it? It's on you. You know that old buck stops here thing? Well, it's on you. No. I don't understand.
Well, in this case, the local election people they're over in Florida, and it is Massachusetts that way, too. The locals there's no state per this. They have a Secretary of State, but the Secretary of State only counts the ballots.
I mean, should the government be in control? Obviously, they cannot control.
It's private?
It's a question.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I mean, should we privatize it? But then, you know, how do you not have corruption in something like this?
It's totally
I don't
correct.
Know the answer. I mean, if it's government controlled, there's going to be corruption. If there or just mismanagement. If it's privately controlled, you still have, you know, corruption that could be possible. Yeah. How do you not have corruption in something like this?
It's breathtaking, or it takes your breath away, Richie, when you understand how bad the system is, how corrupt it is. It really is. It's a monstrous
between
problem
between stupidity and corruption.
Yeah, right. 43 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review. The situation with those who are trying to lose weight and keep it off. It's one thing to go on a diet. It's one thing to eat specific foods. It's one thing to exercise for a while. One thing to lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, whatever it is you want to lose. But it's another thing to keep it off. That's the big problem. Most people can lose weight, but most people can't keep it off. And that's where Calitren comes in. Calotren. It's the healthiest choice for weight loss, all natural ingredients, mostly collagen, which is the number one protein that keeps your body muscular and strong. You need the healthy, lean muscle, and it's created out of collagen. That's why you got more muscle when you're younger. When you get old and flabby like Richie, you kind of lose your muscle tone. And it's time to get it back again with Calitren. Collagen, number one ingredient. And by the way, the reason this works is because people can do it without having to do a lot of heavy lifting, and you have these four capsules every night. When you lose the weight, you keep it where you want to by staying on the program for 3 or 4 months. Go to toploss.com for a special 10% off deal using the DJV code. That's DJV. When you go to toploss.com, check the box for DJV, 10% off. And if you buy more than 3 bottles of Calitren, get the fourth one free. Proven effective at losing and maintaining weight. No adverse effects because it's all natural. Get Calitren at toploss.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show. The stories this week from number 10 to number 1, just to put them in order so that we have an actual reference point as we have our conversations here. At number 10, Sports Talk Radio, what's going on in the National Football League, some hockey talk early in the season, basketball season underway. Number 9, the fact that Ruth Bader Ginsburg ended up in the hospital this week has some people concerned. Number 8, sanctions against Iran. I don't know that anybody over here is concerned about it. I know the Iranians are concerned. What are they going to do about it is the question. The migrant caravan moving closer to the American border. Number 7, media personality Tucker Carlson is threatened. Number 6, the Trump DACA ruling, number 5, the bar shoot up in California, number 4, Acosta's news credentials being revoked by the White House, Jeff Sessions resigns, number two, and the midterm election results, number one this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance. On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
One of the great things about going to the Calitran website is looking at all the people who have been so successful. Here's Sonny. Since taking Calitran, my arthritis pain has literally disappeared. So let's talk about other benefits of using Calitran besides just losing the weight.
Our website's really informative, and it goes into detail about how it helps with those side benefits. But when you take Calitran at night, that collagen protein is broken down into glycine, mm-hmm. and that helps you sleep more soundly at night. Your body also utilizes collagen in your joints, so it's great for joint pain and even arthritis. So it really is a great supplement. You know, I've had people say that it's great for digestion, you know, acid reflux. Collagen protein, it is a healing supplement. Your body is going to use it where it needs it the most.
TopLoss.com for Calitran. 10% off everything that you buy. Plus, if you're buying more than three bottles, you get the fourth one free. Available at TopLoss.com using the code DJV.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug's a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
On the people end of things at the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show, Ruth Bader Ginsburg occupies the number 10 position this week on the countdown. Number 9, Tucker Carlson. Sean Hannity is in the 8th position. Interesting, because those two guys both work at Fox News. Ian David Long is at 7. Jim Acosta, the news person trying to make a name for himself, number 6. Brian Kemp and Stacey Abrams trying to duke it out to the point of who's going to be the next governor of Georgia. Number 5, they're tied for that position. Number 4, Nancy Pelosi, new Speaker of the House. Robert Mueller is number 3. Jeff Sessions, number 2. And the President, Donald Trump, number 1, making himself, more visible. He's pretty visible, and pretty much people are at him one way or another. Interesting character, that Donald Trump. All right, so let's get back to our list, the stories, the elections. I always sort of try to lead here. Richie and Victoria have their own priorities, their own thoughts. The only thing that we haven't really covered here is the sanction list that's been put out. Iran says we're going to ignore it. Is it going to be effective this time?
Let me know how that works out for you.
Yeah.
We're going to ignore it.
Well, classic in a manner of speaking, the government there. The tricky part of this is that the people running the government now know they can't overplay their part, because the government there is pretty much as unpopular as our government is, or maybe government everywhere. The people coming up that are the millennial generation in Iran are very smart, very well educated, and fed up with the Ayatollah. And they also want to get along with their neighbors in the Middle East, and they want to get along with America and the rest of the world. So they see this isolationism, and so the people who are running things have a fine line that they're trying to not cross. Even the Ayatollah's getting smart enough to figure out that he is not the most popular guy on the block. In the meantime, they have to, they're national, you know, they're very nationalistic, like most countries are. We got to stand up for ourselves, those dirty Americans. Look what they're doing to us. Well,
But, you know, Doug, 20 years ago, you and I were saying the Internet. Once people can click a button and order a salad shooter, it changes their whole perspective on them. They can see what the rest of the world is doing and getting and how the Americans, they can look at their phone and go, I want to live like that.
Yeah.
And that's to Doug's point. That's exactly how the young Iranians feel. They embrace.
I don't want to live in the Stone Age. I want to live like that.
Yep.
Yeah. And they are living in the Stone. That's where they couldn't. They bottled it up as long as they could in China, and they couldn't bottle it up anymore. The young Chinese are upset about this trade stuff. They're upset about the leadership in China. Same thing. They don't want not to get along. They want to. They see the benefits from their parents of what's happened as things opened up.
Yep.
And they want it open.
Genie's out of the bottle, baby.
10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Thank you, Victoria and Richie.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
With the changing of seasons here in Northern California, it may be time for a change for you and your family. And Palomar Builders, your ultimate home, invites you to see Salt Creek Heights. Salt Creek Heights is located on the west side of Reading along Eureka Way, just minutes from the heart of downtown Reading. The new luxury homes from Palomar Builders are truly that. And prices start at just $4,038. Salt Creek Heights is 273 acres of land that supports residential units to a variety of single-family home sites. When you walk into a home in Salt Creek Heights, you'll see the exceptional quality and beauty that Palomar Builders builds into every home. Many lots have mountain and open space views, and all homes come with an entry-level solar system. As they say, seeing is believing. Make plans to see the model home. For more information, contact Tom Papik of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 941-9534. To find Salt Creek Heights, take Eureka Way to 299 West and North on Buenaventura Boulevard. Palomar Builders, building your memories.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 past the hour. Time for our countdown of the top big stories from the world of technology this week at the hands of Victoria Keelan, who will go from number 5 to number 1. And we'll start, obviously, at 5, going down the list. Facebook has teamed up with Macy's. It's an interesting combo, Victoria.
Yeah, well, we're not at Thanksgiving yet, but there seems to be more of an emphasis on the holiday shopping season even earlier this year, I think, than last year. So Facebook is right on trend. They have teamed up with Macy's. They're launching a small number of pop-up shops around the U.S. They will open pop-ups with more than 100 brands in 9 different Macy's locations, so they'll be inside the stores. And the brands that they'll be selling are what they call the most loved brands on Instagram and Facebook. Now, I don't do any shopping on Facebook, so I don't even really use Facebook anymore, but I am on Instagram all day, every day, and I do know that Instagram shopping is a huge, huge thing. So if you are a big fan of Love Your Melon, which is an apparel line that is sold on Instagram, it also helps raise awareness and fights against pediatric cancers. That's one of the brands that's highlighted. Two Blind Brothers is a nonprofit clothing line that also donates all proceeds to blindness research. That's another one that they're putting a spotlight on. So it's kind of cool. You can do some retail therapy and you can do some good at the same time. The market at Macy's locations will be in New York City, Pittsburgh, Atlanta, Fort Lauderdale, San Antonio, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Seattle. And all of these shops are actually going to remain open through February. So You'll actually probably get some good sales after the holiday season's over.
So there's the story. Amazon up next.
This is another holiday story. Amazon's upping its holiday shopping game. They're offering free shipping with no minimum purchase to everyone. Now, in the past, this has only been exclusive to Prime members. And if you're not a Prime member, you have to spend a minimum of $25 in order to qualify for free shipping. So now they've taken those restrictions completely away. And so anything that you order from now through the holiday season, you will get free shipping on. And this is a direct response to Walmart and Target expanding their free two-day shipping options for millions of items that they're going to be selling starting this month. So the competition is good for the consumer.
All right, number three is a focus on Instacart. What is Instacart?
Instacart is a new grocery service. It's a grocery store app that is available now in 200 retailers all across the country. Wegmans, Aldi, Cub Foods, Food Lion, tons and Publix, lots of different really all over the map, really, for grocery stores. They have, they've covered 70% of U.S. households with 300 retailers in all 50 states. And so what they do is you sign up for Instacart. It's an app. You pay $150 for the year for membership. And then you get free delivery. You check off everything you want from the grocery store, and it gets delivered. Their new addition to this is now they have grocery pickup service. So if you don't need the delivery or don't want the delivery aspect, you can still have someone else do all the shopping for you. You drive up to your favorite grocery store, food market, and pick up your stuff. It's going to be all ready for you. So it's they're expanding even more, and I'm sure we'll be seeing them going into Whole Foods at some point.
Ah, yes, there we go. Number two, earbuds. Listen up, not a pun intended here.
Yes. So earbuds, the little in-ear headphones, if those are the types that you're using, there's a good chance that it is ruining your hearing. They are designed to be positioned perfectly inside your ear. However, the size and shapes of everyone's ear canal is different. So men's are larger than women's. And so it turns out that ill-fitting earbuds are really sending a lot of people to the doctor with hearing loss. Once you have that hearing loss, there's nothing you can do about it. So one of the options, get custom-fitted earbuds. Lower your volume, or use over-the-ear headphones, which keeps the sound away directly from the ear canal, so that's actually better for you.
All right. And the number one item this week is the robocall mess that we find ourselves in this country.
Oh, yeah. This is probably, I think you can poll anybody across the country and say, what's the number one biggest annoyance that you deal with on a daily basis? And it will be robocalls. So the FCC has now told phone companies they need to do more to fight robocalls and other spam phone calls or else. Now, we don't know what the or else part is yet. However, the FCC chairman sent a letter to more than a dozen U.S. carriers this week telling them that they have to adopt a robust call authentication process to prevent illegal caller ID spoofing. Now, what that means essentially is when you get a number that looks like your number, but it's just a robocall, they want to crack down on those. 96 million robocalls have been made so far in just this year.
All right, there they are. Top five items trending in the world of technology. Thanks to Victoria Keelan for helping us out. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship.
Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. After fixing problems with some voting machines, Florida's recount is underway in the second most populous county.
Republicans asked that all machines in Broward County be retested, and county officials agreed. The heavily Democratic county is one of two where Republicans have made allegations of possible ballot fraud. State elections and law enforcement officials say they have no evidence suggesting the allegations are true.
Julie Walker reporting. Meanwhile, another lawsuit's been filed in Georgia's unsettled race for governor. Democrat Stacey Abrams' campaign went to federal court today, asking a judge to delay vote certifications by a day until Wednesday and to require that officials count any votes that were rejected improperly. Republican Brian Kemp says it's mathematically impossible for Abrams to close his nearly 95,000-vote lead. Strong Santa Ana winds returning to Southern California, fanning a huge wildfire that's already scorched 130 square miles in a string of communities west of Los Angeles. Evacuation orders were issued to four communities Saturday, but not everybody's bugging out. Ventura County Fire Chief Mark Lorenzen says when people decide to stay in their homes and not evacuate, they have to realize there's a new normal when it comes to wildfires in the state.
The rate of spread is exponentially more than it used to be. Please heed evacuation warnings. Do not stay in your homes to try and defend them.
A one-day lull in the dry northeasterly winds ended Sunday morning, and authorities warn that gusts will continue through Tuesday. Meanwhile, in the northern fires in Northern California, six more bodies found. The death toll now stands at 31 across the state. World leaders walk side by side in Paris today to commemorate the end of World War I in a somber, rain-soaked line as bells tolled in the French capital. News and analysis, townhall.com.
Let's talk about your business for a minute. Think about all the things you're doing to attract the best talent. Between the networking events and referral bonuses, you're probably spending plenty of time and money to find the right people. But what if it was your office that attracted employees? Today's workforce is mobile and active, and they want an office designed around the way they work. And Varidesk makes it easy. Varidesk's standing desk solutions help you create an active workspace where employees can stand and move so they're happier, healthier, and more productive. Our full line of active office products are constructed with commercial-grade materials and require little to no assembly, so they're easy to set up and move. Companies of any size can have a Varidesk active workspace. Ordering is simple. Shipping is free. And our 30-day guarantee means if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free. Learn more about Varidesk Active Workspace Solutions at varidesk.com/radio. That's varidesk.com/radio.
A San Francisco couple's agreed to pay a $2.25 million settlement to the city for illegally renting out 14 apartments as Airbnb units.
The San Francisco Chronicle reports that Darren and Valerie Lee agreed to pay the money as penalties and investigation costs. City Attorney Dennis Herrera calls the penalty an important deterrent to others seeking to illegally profit from the city's housing crisis. The Lees were also barred for at least 7 years from offering short-term rentals in any of the 17 San Francisco buildings they own or manage.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Singer Bruno Mars will mark the end of his massive 24K Magic World Tour by providing meals to 24,000 Hawaii residents in need for the Thanksgiving holiday. The Hawaiian-born singer donated money for the food to the Salvation Army's Hawaiian and Pacific Islands Division, which hosts an annual holiday meal to help those in need. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A new analysis of data on two popular dietary supplements by the American Heart Association.
Dietary supplements containing fish oil have been touted as promising to prevent cardiovascular disease and vitamin D to prevent several cancers, but initial results have not borne out. The American Heart Association has withdrawn their recommendation of fish oil for diabetics with coronary heart disease to prevent further events, and they also found insufficient evidence for vitamin D in cancer prevention. This is Charles Snyderman, Washington.
Authorities say the gunman who killed 12 people at a Southern California bar last week also took his own life. The confirmation comes from an autopsy on the body of the 28-year-old former Marine who shot and killed 11 people at the Borderline Bar and Grill Wednesday, along with a police officer who responded just before midnight. The ongoing investigation still trying to determine what motivated that man to commit murders. More on these stories at townhall.com.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Please drive safely.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 7 after the hour. This is the end of the week and into the weekend. Time for us to take a moment or two or three or four or an hour or two, depending on how much time you have, to listen to our discussion of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio this week, courtesy of Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He's here to go through the list, the top stories, the top people of the week. And so why don't we get started with both of those, the angle from the story position and the people position, Michael.
Yeah, we had a heck of a week to look back at. Number 10, as is typical, we have a lot of talk about the National Football League. Baseball is finished, and football is front and center, and there's a lot of basketball. But football is at the midway point, and people are talking. And number 9, we have the hospitalization of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. At number 8, the Iran sanctions. At number 7, the migrant caravan. At number 6, the Antifa media personality threats. At number 5, Trump and his DACA ruling. At number 4, the deadly California bar shooting. At number 3, the Acosta credentials revoked. At number 2, Sessions resigns and the Mueller probe status is examined. And number 1, the midterm election results that actually happened this week. The People Survey, we have Ruth Bader Ginsburg at 10, Tucker Carlson at 9, Sean Hannity at 8, number 7, the shooter, Ian David Long. The reporter, Jim Acosta, is at 6, Brian Kemp and Stacey Abrams are at 5, Nancy Pelosi at 4, Robert Mueller at 3, number 2 is Jeff Sessions and Matthew Whitaker, and number 1 is Donald Trump. And that's a snapshot of this past week's activities on Talk Radio, News Talk Radio.
All right, we're going to get to some of the people important on the list right after this. Are you tossing and turning every night, counting sheep? Gets a bit old, doesn't it? I've been there, done that.
But now, with my pillow, those restless nights are long gone. I wake up feeling more refreshed than ever before. So why don't you do what I've done? Ditch those lumpy pillows. You deserve the best. Let MyPillow provide you with the comfortable night's sleep that you've been missing. Made right here in America, 100% machine washable and dryable. Unlike those other pillows, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and 60-day guarantee. What do you got to lose other than a sore neck and a bad night's rest? One click away from a great night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com and use the discount code DJV. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. It doesn't make any difference. Any MyPillow, get the second one free. That's right, two MyPillows for the price of one. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. That's the code DJV at MyPillow.com. Are you tossing and turning every night, counting sheep? Gets a bit old, doesn't it? I've been there, done that, but now with MyPillow, those restless nights are long gone. I wake up feeling more refreshed than ever before. So why don't you do what I've done? Ditch those lumpy pillows. You deserve the best. Let MyPillow provide you with the comfortable night's sleep that you've been missing. Made right here in America, 100% machine washable and dryable. Unlike those other pillows, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and 60-day guarantee. What do you got to lose other than a sore neck and a bad night's rest? One click away from a great night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com and use the discount code DJV. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. It doesn't make any difference. Any MyPillow, get the second one free. That's right, two MyPillows for the price of one. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's the code DJV at MyPillow.com. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
This car I'm driving, I overpaid big time. It was such a mistake. I should have just gone to Carfax.com, but I went to some other site. They gave me a price range? Oh, they were way off. Son of a...
Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report, so you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
All right, so, Michael, on the list of people, we find ourselves once again focused at Sean Hannity. He and Rush Limbaugh appeared at a rally just for the election. It was the day before the election, last Monday, right, in Cape Girardeau, which is the hometown of Limbaugh. He was there to get the crowd going. Hannity said he was going just to be a reporter, but then he ended up participating in all of this stuff. There are people who criticize him because he seems to be too close to the action. Is that just jealousy?
I don't know if it's jealousy. It is, to a certain degree, jealousy. It's also some people attacking him based on certain journalistic traditions. But we're way beyond that point. I mean, people know that just because somebody has a show on something that's called news doesn't mean that they are a journalist. And Hannity, first of all, was called up to the podium by the president. Whether he knew that was going to happen or not, who knows?
Yeah.
But I just think that it's a lot of the other media attacking Fox and attacking Sean based on journalistic principles, when in fact Sean Hannity is clearly not a journalist. He is a editorialist, a commentator, a pundit, an opinionator, who works within the context of a journalism organization, which is a tradition that goes all the way back to the beginning of time. things called op-ed pages, and then, of course, the news pages. So I think maybe Fox News and CNN and these cable news outlets that play in the talk radio game with a screen should be clearer. The difference between the guy sitting behind the desk who looks like an anchorman and the guy sitting behind the desk who looks like a talk show host. I think that there's a little bit of fuzz left in that, but not as much as a lot of these people with righteous indignation would make you believe.
I think that's the whole thing. This is such a phony baloney discussion when it comes to the people on one side or the other who make claims or try to accuse people. Who the hell are they? Frankly, that's my question of them. I never have claimed, and when people say to me, you know, you're a journalist, I'm not a journalist. I never was. I was a newsman once. I read copy that I wrote and other people wrote. That didn't mean I was a journalist. And the definition of the word journalist is so overinflated. These people who think it's kind of like being a doctor. Oh, I'm a journalist. Really? What does that mean? And so accusing Hannity out of jealousy or whatever it may be, because he does have access and has created a personality or persona. He is, as you suggested, an opinionist, but he's a personality. Personality goes with what he does, what I do, what you do. Personality does not go with what the people who, Wolf Blitzer, for example, or the people that are on NBC News, ABC News, Stephanopoulos. I mean, all this, but it's become blurred, as you said.
Oh, it's very blurred. Even these people are personalities to a certain degree. The whole news
now
media.
They are.
The whole news media is part of show business.
Yeah.
We've lost sight of the
news.
Separation between news and entertainment.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, a lot of the news departments and big media companies are under the umbrella of the entertainment department.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't even give NBC or ABC or CBS a pass on this. I think that we're long past the Walter Cronkite and Huntley Brinkley stage of television news presentation. On the other hand, I do think that a certain amount of transparency and downright honesty is in order. I do believe that when people are giving opinion, they should say so and try to separate it. From
should we be doing that on this program? This is my opinion. Yes,
I always say that.
Talk radio.
Yeah, I always say it's my opinion.
Whenever you do a talk radio gig, do you go on the air and say, I'm Michael Harrison, and this is my opinion?
Always.
Yeah.
I always say it's my opinion. And I even indicate it's my humble opinion, even though there's nothing humble about giving an opinion on radio. I mean, but the fact is, but one of my things is, hey, I may be wrong. I always advise listeners.
Well, who judges whether you're right or wrong? By the way,
well,
where is it that you're
now you're getting a little crazy? I mean, who judges if you're right or wrong? The reality judges if you're right or wrong. If I go on here and I say, you know, it's definitely going to rain at 4 o'clock today, and it doesn't rain. Well, the fact that it doesn't rain judges that I'm wrong. I mean, let's not become so oblivious to facts that we don't believe anything that we see or hear or feel or have learned over the years.
I believe everything that I say is true.
Well, you may believe you mean it.
I do.
There's a difference, Doug. There's a difference between lying and just being wrong.
Purposely, yes. There is. That's for sure. That's a great point, too, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why some people pass lie detectors when they actually are telling untruths, because they think it's true. You know,
yeah.
They believe it themselves. And a lot of people, pathological liars are really difficult because they seem to be telling the truth, but they've lied to themselves. They
so
lie
much.
To themselves and they tell you what they believe is true and they're wrong.
Yeah. So one of our friends coined the term truth decay. Which I have used.
I like that. Truth decay.
A lot. That came from Holland Cook.
That's a good
truth
one.
Truth decay. And it is, I think we've seen or are seeing the decay of or decline of the truth because of all of this. So let me just tag on to this. What happened with Tucker Carlson, this group that has threatened him, they've basically made him a prisoner in his own house with his family. I mean, at what point does this stuff, is it
legal? Can they even go to his house and stand on his front lawn? I'd be having the police down there getting them for trespassing. But this, again, this whole business about how far does it go? This is just another example of what we were talking about a few minutes ago, isn't it?
Well, I mean, these are criminal activities.
Yeah.
Free speech is one thing, but if you threaten people, or you trespass, or you damage property, or you injure, well, that's not free speech. That's criminal activity. If you protest on the sidewalk with a sign in front of the mayor's house, that may not necessarily be criminal activity. But if you step on his lawn and you throw a rock, then you can go to jail.
Yeah.
I think that groups like Antifa and certain right-wing factions really give a bad name to the legitimacy of liberals and conservatives.
Yeah, it happens on both sides.
Of course it does.
Yeah.
And the news focuses on it, and the politicians and the pundits who seek victory as opposed to truth play upon that as an example of the entire group. All leftists are Antifa. All right-wing people are neo-Nazis. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Yeah, it's gotten to the point of being absolutely ridiculous. Okay, so I have what might be, and this is only a might, this may be the idea that I'm going to present to you in a few moments, may be the anecdote and antidote, both, to the problems we're discussing with who to believe and what to believe. The latest, this sort of reminds me, what was it, Ron Burgundy? Wasn't that Will Ferrell doing a TV anchor and Ron Burgundy in a movie? Remember that?
Yeah.
A couple years ago.
I don't know the name because I never saw it, but
something else.
Anchorman.
Anchorman. Stand by. Yeah. Anchorman, 21 after the hour.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Continuing on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen here overviewing with all of you the charts for the week of November 5th to the 9th, first full week of November 2018. A lot of things going on because of the midterm elections. We're talking about the antidote, anecdotally.
How about the dozy dotes?
Dozy dotes and dozy dotes and little lambs eat ivy.
Whatever the hell
ivy do, wouldn't you? Okay. So you stop distracting me with that stuff?
So sorry.
Yes. This is something that debuted at the World Internet Conference last week. An English, this was held in China, the World Internet Conference. The country was the first to see, this was developed by a company in Israel, an artificial intelligence anchor, English-speaking news anchor at the World Internet Conference. An artificial intelligence anchor. Yep, you may have seen this before. A computer-generated video. The audio is synthetic. But this is version one. If you look at the brochures, it reads that it was created by a cognitive agent, and you're not supposed to be able to tell that it's artificially intelligent generated person. Sooner or later, it does look like a holograph now, but they're going to create an anchor that will actually deliver the news and have no opinions. It'll be a machine that delivers
opinions of the people who programmed it.
No, that's a good question. How do you do that?
Oh, come on. No opinions. Huh? Like it has consciousness, like it has decision-making capability based on being sentient. That's a lot of crap. No, it's a simulated.
It'll succumb to the same things that humans do. Is that what you're saying?
It'll be programmed. Mm-hmm. They could. You can have a robot talking. You could even have with
some of the stuff you hear on the radio today sounds like it's robotic.
You and I could be doing a show right now and not even be us. They could simulate your sound and my sound, and somebody could be playing both of our parts on a keyboard, and it would sound like we're talking. You can make movies starring Clark Gable in a new movie. They could do that, and they will. The day will come when you will not be able to see the line between a real actor and a computer-generated facsimile.
But they'll buy up all of the – they've done that with John Wayne, Judy Garland, Marilyn Monroe. They pay the estate to use their image.
Right, but they'll be able to make new Judy Garland records based upon inputting into the computer every sound she ever made.
Yeah.
There'll be new Beatles records. It could be done, but it doesn't make its own decision. It's not going to sit down and write yesterday. It'll play it. The big thing in artificial intelligence, the big question is, does eventually an electronic system, a computer system, if it gets complicated enough, does it spawn consciousness? Does it actually become alive?
Yeah, that's really a big question.
And my feeling is, my humble opinion is never. There's two types of consciousness. Forget this word artificial. There's no such thing as artificial intelligence. Intelligence is intelligence. There's conscious intelligence and unconscious intelligence. That's really the way it is. That's even better than truth decay.
Well,
this is an important topic, Doug.
This presenter works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, same person, the same image, and it apparently learns from live videos of news from other sources. I find that very interesting.
Other biased sources.
Yeah, other biased sources. But then the news anchor, the networks will love it because they have to pay an anchor. They can have the same face and body there
and
voice.
And they can make it pretty and beautiful and handsome.
Oh,
and perfectly.
Fabulous.
Perfectly researched.
28 past the hour.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this was Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated discs, pinched nerves in my neck. I got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See? Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com. And while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
This car I'm driving, I overpaid big time. It was such a mistake. I should have just gone to Carfax.com, but I went to some other site. They gave me a price range? Oh, they were way off. Son of a...
Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report, so you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Now 34 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher, the genius behind Talkers Magazine for decades, is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. We do this every weekend, go through the things according to the research at Talkers. Talkers.com has all of these stories listed, the people listed. And by the way, you can visit Talkers Radio and Talkers Television at Talkers.com as well. The thing that has escaped our conversation, I think, to this point anyway, Michael, the Jim Acosta story, number six on the people list, number three on the stories list. This seemed like a real fiasco. This guy's been, quote-unquote, asking for it, though, hasn't he? Do you think, I mean, is this retribution? This guy's been making a lot of noise for a long time.
Well, I'm split on this. I obviously will take the side of the reporter. I'll take the side of the press. I'll take the side of free speech.
Okay.
But that being said, I think that Acosta has been quite caustic with the president. And and I blame the president for not rolling with it. Ronald Reagan.
How do you mean?
I just think that Trump should just be smoother and friendlier.
He doesn't have a sense of humor, and he doesn't really
just roll with it. Look, do you remember Sam Donaldson screaming at President Reagan?
Oh, not only him, but look at the way some of these other the guys at CBS, Dan Rather, for example, used to go after the presidents, everybody. They'd grill them, ham them, skewer them.
Yeah, so the problem with Trump is he doesn't understand that this comes with the presidency.
He's kind of thin-skinned.
Oh, man. And that's like one of his... That's his thin skin is his Achilles heel, if you don't mind me mixing body parts.
Yeah, it's okay.
He's got to understand that. If I were advising him, if I were sitting there whispering in his ear, I'd turn this whole thing around in a day.
Mm-hmm. How so?
I think he should sweet talk the press. He should be nice to the press. He should be polite. He should answer the question. Say, okay, I understand what you're saying. Let me explain. He's not capable of really getting down and communicating.
Well, he doesn't have any gravitas.
It doesn't seem presidential, and I know that term is overused, but there's a reason why you have to be presidential, because of the power of your words.
What makes him popular? Is it the manner that we're talking about and the in-your-face sort of stuff, or is it the policies and the procedures
that are
being put forth?
A little bit of both. There are people that like his personality. There are people who like sticking the thumb in the eye of the establishment. What they don't understand is he's the establishment now.
Yep.
You see, there are actually people out there who feel sorry for presidents when they're attacked. Don't ever feel sorry for a president. The president has awesome power of life and death over each and every one of us. They must have their feet held to the fire. And this is not a partisan statement. I felt the same way about Obama. I used to have battles against Clinton all the time. You remember those days.
Yeah, I do.
When he was accusing radio of being hateful and all that. So this is the problem. We're living in an era now where if you just talk simple, fundamental, constitutional press and freedom principles, people accuse you of being biased. Everything is through a lens of polarity and bias and politics. It's not true. So I think that Jim Acosta was looking for it, and I think that Donald Trump fell into the trap, and I think both didn't handle themselves very well.
Well, Acosta's just looking to make a name for himself. I can remember, okay, here's what's floating in my memory. You ready?
Yeah.
I can remember Bill Clinton on an airplane being interviewed by a talk show host in St. Louis.
Yeah.
And Rush Limbaugh's name came up. And he said something to the effect of, if you are really good at something or other, you do this. But if you're really good at being negative, then you get a job on talk radio. Something along that line. I remember the exact words. But he was making clear reference to Rush Limbaugh, who did manage to get under Clinton talked about him all the time. He's the greatest promoter of Limbaugh of anybody in the country. And that was the time when Limbaugh was really making a name for himself.
Yeah.
And Clinton helped.
Oh, yeah.
That badmouthing. But you really want to badmouth people, then you get a job as a talk radio host. That was the line, I think.
So you know, presidents being portrayed as victims just doesn't sit well with me. And Trump presents himself to his base as a victim of the media establishment and the political establishment. And that's probably what the strength of his popularity in terms of his persona is.
But who has the courage to say that to him? I'm reminded of the dinner that you had with the president Sunday evening last year.
I kidded around with him.
About this?
I messed with him just like I appealed to his outer borough sensibility. He's a guy from Queens. I'm a guy from Brooklyn.
Right.
And there's in New York City, there's what's called an outer borough sensibility. The outer boroughs are the Bronx, Queens, and Brooklyn. I don't think you can call Staten Island an outer borough. That's a whole world unto itself. And the inner borough is Manhattan. People from Manhattan are different than people from the Bronx, Queens, and Brooklyn. So I basically, I did shtick with him. And he laughed. He loved it. He understood. And it was a relief for him not to have to deal with somebody going, "Oh, sir, it's an honor to meet you, Mr. President," which I don't do.
No, nor, I wouldn't either.
Nor confront him about politics. It was a social dinner. So, you know, I was standing on line next to him at his buffet. The guy was... getting his own food.
Yeah. I remember going to the bathroom with Bill Clinton at one event, going into the urinal, and somehow. And do you remember there were three guys? Do you remember? hold on a minute. It was at the White House at an event, and the tall guy who was he helped you. Oh, I can see him. Mike Sponder.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Remember Mike Sponder?
Mike Sponder is, he's one of my lifelong friends. He's the husband of Ann Lewis, who is the right-hand woman for years to Hillary Clinton.
Right. Okay. So we're at an event, and you must have been at this event, too. I go into the bathroom. Bill Clinton comes in, no Secret Service, and Sponder's in there.
Oh, God.
And so... and it was hilarious, actually. And we just, you know, it was a silly conversation, but the reason I brought it up is because I'm remembering what you just said about, you know, "Oh, Mr. President, it's nice to see you." The woman that I went to the event with had been with me at a previous event at the White House, and so she goes up to the president and says, "Oh, Mr. President, it's so nice to see you again," like he's going to remember having seen her before. You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 43 past the hour. Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com. 10% off when you use the DJV code. And if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal. Or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program. Sign up. Get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. On the people end of things at the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show, Ruth Bader Ginsburg occupies the number 10 position this week on the countdown. Number 9, Tucker Carlson. Sean Hannity is in the 8th position. Interesting, because those two guys both work at Fox News. Ian David Long is at 7. Jim Acosta, the news person trying to make a name for himself, number 6. Brian Kemp and Stacey Abrams trying to duke it out to the point of who's going to be the next governor of Georgia. Number 5, they're tied for that position. Number 4, Nancy Pelosi, new Speaker of the House. Robert Mueller is number 3. Jeff Sessions, number 2. And the President, Donald Trump, number 1, making himself, more visible. He's pretty visible, and pretty much people are at him one way or another. Interesting character, that Donald Trump. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown. Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Kellitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Kellitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code. And if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal. Or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Kellitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
This important national health care update is brought to you by Hearing Help Express. How much would you pay to hear better? The answer is almost anything, especially if we guarantee your satisfaction. So in other words, we help you hear better or pay us nothing. Hearing Help Express has helped almost 1 million people hear the sounds they've been missing over the years. And right now, we want to help another 1 million people hear better. And with our free hearing consultation, we'll help you find the right device that helps you the best. If you're ready to start hearing again, call now and ask about our hearing guarantee, our free home trial offer, and free delivery. Yes, we even ship right to your door for free, and no tests or store visits are required. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Talk Radio Countdown. Talk Radio Countdown show. The stories this week from number 10 to number 1, just to put them in order so that we have an actual reference point as we have our conversations here. At number 10, sports talk radio, what's going on in the National Football League, some hockey talk early in the season, basketball season underway. Number 9, the fact that Ruth Bader Ginsburg ended up in the hospital this week has some people concerned. Number 8, sanctions against Iran. I don't know that anybody over here is concerned about it. I know the Iranians are concerned. What are they going to do about it is the question. The migrant caravan moving closer to the American border. Number 7, media personality Tucker Carlson is threatened. Number 6, the Trump DACA ruling. Number 5, the bar shoot up in California. Number 4, Acosta's news credentials being revoked by the White House. Jeff Sessions resigns. Number 2, and the midterm election results. Number 1 this week. All right, Talk Radio Countdown show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen going through the charts, the events of the week, all the things that are highlighted. One of the great things about Talkers Magazine, you go to talkers.com, is you pretty much can figure out what's going on all across the board. Regular news talk radio, sports talk radio. I don't know if the average person, though, follows, and I'll make quick reference to this, Craig Carton, who was a big morning drive personality at WFAN in New York, been on there for a number of years with Boomer Esiason, got convicted of some kind of investment fraud, and that made all the trades and also the New York newspapers. So
what do you mean by you don't know if the average person follows it? That's gigantic news.
Well, I wondered about it. There have been other hosts who have been accused, mostly financial hosts, been accused and convicted of ripping people off.
This is a major league story, a big time. First of all, it's a big radio station. He was on one of the biggest morning shows in New York radio, and a high-profile station, a high-profile show. And he got involved in a Ponzi scheme and a fraud, multi-million-dollar fraud scheme. And it came out that he had gambling debts and he was paying money to loan sharks. And, my God, it had all kinds of elements of sensationalism and, celebrity gossip and the fall of a major personality and a bad boy personality. In other words, it wasn't like he was a...
He really is a bad boy.
He's a bad boy who turned out to really be a bad boy.
Yeah.
And, I had him on my podcast a couple of months ago, if you remember.
I remember that, yeah.
And they found him guilty on all counts. He could face up to 45 years in prison. The guy's a husband, a father. It's a terrible story. Young man in his, I think, his 40s. Terrible tragedy. Yeah. And it shows you, one, what gambling can do to you.
Mm-hmm. It's an addiction like alcohol, tobacco.
Worse. Terrible. Yep. Terrible addiction.
All right, so now let's talk about something good. The MH interview, Michael Harrison interview at mhinterview.com,
yeah,
has a record producer. This goes back to our roots, so take us into the conversation a
Robbie
little so
Stevens.
People will go find it.
Robbie Stevens, who has been a friend of mine for a number of years, he dabbles in news talk radio. Matter of fact, he's a personality on Talkers Radio. He's sort of breaking into the news talk field, but he's a legend in the music arena.
Yep.
He has been the engineer and the mixer and the technical wizard who's worked very closely with Yoko Ono for the past 10, 15 years in remixing and updating all of the John Lennon posthumous records. And he also is the producer of, believe it or not, Yoko Ono has had 13 number one dance songs on the Billboard chart in a row. This guy has produced them. A lot of people don't realize that the dance band called Ono is Yoko Ono. And in her 80s, she's like the disco queen. So they have this new box set, a re-look at John Lennon's Imagine album, and he mixed it. It's brilliant. And we talk about John Lennon and Yoko Ono on this podcast in a way I don't think you've ever heard anybody talk about them. And it's very, very good. At mhinterview.com, if you're a Beatles fan, you got to hear this one. I'm very proud of it.
All right. mhinterview.com. These are the sorts of things that people find. Again, podcasting has become a very specialized thing, and there, frankly, are not a lot of unique podcasts out there, but this is a way to get into the head. Just interesting, if you're reading a good book, put it down, listen to a good interview with the folks that Michael interviews. So Robbie Stevens this week on the MH Interview, mhinterview.com. You can also hear it at talkers.com. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
This is Jerry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The elections are over, and we continue to see the downward decay of our country's morals and values. I am even more convinced that we cannot trust elections alone to turn our country back to a constitutional republic and where God is restored to his rightful place in our hearts. Our country will only be restored if the people return to God and his values. This alone will change the direction of our country. Remember, you matter to God. Now it's up to you to make a difference. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 53 after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Good to have our friend Professor Stephen J.J. Wiseman, one of the country's leading experts on scams, identity theft, and also our legal beagle when it comes to getting a bit of behind-the-scenes input, if you will, into some of the stories. For example, the fact that Jeff Sessions resigned, the temporary appointment of a new attorney general, the probe status of Mueller. So from the legal point of view, can the president appoint a temporary AG? Why not, I guess would be the question. What's the story behind the story there?
It's similar to the appointment of a permanent attorney general. It has to be done with the advice and consent of the Senate. And so there are many people saying that even the appointment of a temporary attorney general is still the appointment of an attorney general and requires the same Senate confirmation or approval. So, and there is something to be said for that. You know, he's not just the acting. He was, you know, appointed to be a temporary attorney general, and I think that is a legitimate constitutional argument. And of course, with the new appointee, the fact that he has already weighed in on the Mueller investigation negatively is certainly going to be a factor in the Democratic opposition. Although, you know, quite frankly, he's not an unintelligent man, and I don't think he's going to do anything as temporary AG against the investigation.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's move to the media personality threats, like them or not. This has got to be illegal, going to somebody's house, keeping them as prisoners in the house. How are these people at Antifa, or however you pronounce it, getting away with this?
Well, you know, it is... I agree with you. I think there is a place for legitimate protest, and
yep.
They can even protest on public lands off of the property of the particular personalities. But at some point, it becomes an illegal harassment. It does become a disturbing of the peace. It can also be done to intimidate. Not to equate these things at all, but their cross-burning is a protected free speech. But if you burn across the street from a African-American, that has been deemed to be intimidation, and that is illegal. So I do think that there's a matter of degree here with the protests against various media personalities, that some of it, yeah, allowed, some of it gets into the harassment and intimidation that the laws do rightfully protect us from.
All right. The caravan continues. Lots of discussion about immigration, the DACA ruling, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What I find most amusing is the walkers are now tired and they want a bus to bring them the rest of the way to the border. So what happens when they get there? What legal things can be used to keep them from coming in here? Some of them have probably some legitimacy to their claim for asylum. So what do we do with the rest of them?
Well, the idea is, you know, the law does allow them to apply for asylum. And, you know, first of all, we've got to keep these numbers in perspective. The way, you know, the president and some have looked at this is as if, we're being invaded by hordes. You know, it's only about 3,000 people here. So we do have a process for evaluating legitimate people seeking asylum, and a lot of these people are in serious danger, and they should be. They should go through the legal process. The process can deal with it.
Yeah. Well, that's it. How much of the process do we actually know? In the Iran sanction department, what's the legal international law on this stuff? They said they're going to ignore our sanctions, and I'm wondering how much good luck they're going to have with that. We only have a few seconds. What do you think?
We've got the authority to make strong sanctions against Iran, and I hope they follow through with them.
All right. This week's Talk Radio Top 10, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, law professor and also law practitioner, been around for a long time, has good spins on these stories. Appreciate your being here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The
Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Rick.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The first election workers are recounting ballots in Florida's bitterly close races for the U.S. Senate and governor, ramping up their efforts after the Secretary of State ordered a review Saturday of the two nationally watched contests. On Fox News Sunday, Florida Governor Rick Scott says the race has been decided despite the recount.
Every supervisor election has reported their results. I'm up about, I think, 12,500 votes. There's never been a recount that's changed in Florida or any other state, any sort of win like that. So while we're going through the recount, we won.
Florida's Democratic candidate for governor, Andrew Gillum, told a crowd at an African-American church Sunday that voter disenfranchisement isn't about being blocked from a polling booth. It also includes absentee ballots not being counted and other ballots being improperly nullified. As relatives desperately search shelters for missing loved ones Sunday, crews searching the smoking ruins of Paradise northeast of San Francisco, along with the outlying areas, found six more bodies, raising the death toll to 29 up north. With two dead in Southern California from wildfires, the statewide death toll stands at 31. The White House is explaining just why President Trump did not attend an event in France honoring U.S. military dead. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
On Saturday, the White House cited bad weather as the reason for skipping a planned cemetery visit in northern France. Officials said weather conditions grounded the president's helicopter. In the wake of criticism that President Trump didn't travel by car to the event, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders issued a statement noting concerns that a motorcade on short notice would have required closing substantial portions of area roadways. The president is now back at the White House after attending events in Paris to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I.
News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of conservatives winning the war on issues like gun rights, religious liberty, immigration law, and the sanctity of life. We use our phones every single day, so why not use them to make change? Patriot Mobile does just that. They exist to donate a portion of your monthly bill to 17 conservative organizations fighting for your beliefs. And for the entire month of November, you can buy one line and get another line free for 12 months. Look, I just got a second phone from my studio, a journalist-only phone from Patriot Mobile. It makes everything easier, and I know when I pay the bill, a portion of that money is going to the Heritage Foundation and 16 other great conservative causes. I believe in Patriot Mobile. Switching to Patriot Mobile is easy. You can keep your number, get the same super reliable nationwide service, and feel good about funding the right agendas with every call you make. With unlimited plans starting as low as $20 per month, why wait? Visit them online at patriotmobile.com/you or call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. That's 1-800-272-8746. Patriot Mobile. Come join the family.
Kyle Busch tunes up for the championship race by winning at Avondale Sunday.
Kyle Busch didn't have to win the race at ISM Raceway to advance to the final round of NASCAR's playoffs, but that's exactly what he did. And he goes into Homestead Miami Speedway with a ton of momentum as he faces off against Joey Logano, Kevin Harvick, and Martin Truex Jr. for the championship. Brad Keselowski was a half second behind and digging hard for the checkered flag, but he didn't have the car to chase down Busch. Following Keselowski to the line was Kyle Larson in third as Eric Almirola and Harvick rounded out the top five. With one race left in the season, it all comes down to next week as the champion is crowned. Jerry Jordan, Avondale, Arizona.
At the box office, you're a mean one, and you're number one, Mr. Grinch. Debuting at the top of the box office this week. Last week's top film, the Queen biopic Bohemian Rhapsody, dropped to second place, and the war horror hybrid Overlord came in third in ticket sales. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Today marked the centennial of Armistice Day, the anniversary of the signing of the treaty that ended World War I, November 11, 1918. Military analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, says the so-called war to end all wars was the deadliest conflict in human history.
About 40 million people died during World War I. 15 to 19 million were killed, and another 23 million were wounded.
McGinnis said, sadly, no national memorial exists in the U.S. to commemorate World War I.
There is a General of the Army's John Pershing statue down at Pershing Park, but it's not a national memorial. And, of course, that's going to be rectified here in the next couple of years.
Armistice Day was renamed Veterans Day in 1954 and is always officially observed on November 11th. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 960.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 7 after the hour, time for our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of news. Talk Radio charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of November 5th through the 9th. And so we go through the list with Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer Horn is here. And here is the list. At number 10, usual sports talk radio stuff, which we can kind of move around because there are other things that are on this list that I'm sure all of us want to talk about. The situation with Ruth Bader Ginsburg is number 9. Sanctions against Iran, number 8, the continuing movement of the migrant caravan, number 7, personality, who is, I don't know, who is Antifa? What is that?
Antifa. Is that? Antifa.
I don't even know who that is.
It's a group of far-left protesters who go out. They're the ones that you see at rallies that are dressed in black. They many times are carrying sticks. They throw urine and balloons. They're really a charming bunch, and they found themselves stationed in front of Tucker Carlson's house, threatening his wife and his kids, and it's been quite the mess. They're thugs.
What? I'm not a fan of Tucker Carlson, but has anybody got any privacy anymore, no matter what you do for a living? Who
well,
are these
the group
people?
Also
Why did they
put,
get arrested?
The group put out... Well, the group put out a list of names that are people that should be harassed. So most of them are conservative commentators. And guess where that a lot list of Fox News personalities. Guess where that list came from? Maxine
George
Waters.
Soros.
Oh.
From Maxine Waters. So why can't there be a sort of turnaround is fair play? Why can't there be a bunch of
because
that go?
All of it should stop.
I mean, if anybody on the right is harassing somebody on the left like this, it should stop. And this whole thing from the left where they say they're the party of peace and getting along, meanwhile you've got these thugs, Antifa, out there in your name, and you're letting it happen, is out of control. It's got to stop.
See, that's how much I pay attention to this. I didn't even know who they were.
I'm on the left, and I've never even heard of them. So
you've never heard of Antifa?
No. This is not something that, like, this is not endorsed by normal people on the left. Just like crazy people are not endorsed by normal people on the right.
But it's also not stopped. And you've got this Maxine Waters
stoking the waters. Well, white supremacists, where are they being stopped either on the right? It's the same thing. That's an embarrassment to people who are conservatives. It's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
They're not being stopped.
And it's got to be stopped.
Pretty unhealthy. We got a pretty unhealthy crew here, both sides of this country. Wow. Number five, the DACA ruling. Number four, the deadly shooting at the bar in Thousand Oaks, California. Number three, the news media all worked up about this guy Acosta's credentials being revoked at the White House. Number two, Sessions resigns, and so what does that mean for the Mueller probe? And number one, results of the midterm elections. I don't know. There's a lot of side stuff here about the acting attorney general. Number two, Sessions resigning. So the fellow who has replaced him, at least for now, is Matthew Whitaker, attorney general, acting attorney general. But the real story here is who will replace Sessions. The rumor is on a number of people, including former governor of New Jersey, attorney
Chris
general.
Christie. He's on the list. Giuliani's being mentioned. Pam Bondi's being mentioned. I'm voting for Trey Gowdy if I get a vote, but that's just me. Lindsey Graham has been mentioned. I don't know that Lindsey Graham will be the choice, although I think he'd be very well qualified. I don't know that anybody has the stomach to go through a special election in the state of South Carolina to replace him in the Senate. So I just don't know how that will move his chances along. But I don't know. I think this story has become why Trump fired Jeff Sessions. People on the other side of the aisle from the Trump administration are saying, oh, Jeff Sessions, he's the best guy on the planet, when they were going nuts about the fact that Jeff Sessions was actually appointed to this position. I don't know. I think that President Trump is not going to fire Robert Mueller. That's a lot of the speculation, that he wanted to fire Jeff Sessions so he could fire Robert Mueller. I would be surprised if that happens. But what I do think will happen is that Trump wants to do a major document dump. And I think that Jeff Sessions behind the scenes was preventing him from doing that by releasing documents in regards to not only the Russia investigation, but also into the surveillance by the Obama administration onto Trump administration officials. And I think he wants to dump those documents before Democrats take control in the House to try to avoid and snuff out some investigations. And I think that Matthew Whitaker won't stop him in that path. I think this is way more about declassification and less about obstructing Mueller's investigation.
Interesting.
What was Sessions' motivation for not wanting to do a document dump? I don't get that. It was Rosenstein, actually, because remember, Jeff Sessions has recused himself from the Russia investigation, but that means that Rod Rosenstein is in charge of it. So what he's doing is moving Jeff Sessions out, bringing someone in as an interim person. Who's
didn't just fire Rosenstein.
Well, if it wasn't Sessions then, so what's Rosenstein's reason for not wanting to do a document dump?
It's a really great question. It's one that Republicans have been asking, why he slow walks everything, but that's what he does.
He's protecting his people.
Well, what's he protecting, though?
What's
we
he
find
hiding?
Out if the document
The question Victoria is asking is, what's he hiding?
Right.
Yeah. What's being hidden?
Exactly.
And the document dump addresses that, doesn't it? If you dump all those documents, that means whatever is there becomes, the information is open season. It's open season on that info.
As an American, it disturbs me no end to have the government decide what is appropriate for me to see and what is not appropriate for me to see. As soon as something becomes not an extreme matter of national security, it should automatically be declassified. I don't care who is in charge, whether you're a Democrat, Republican. This has nothing to do with my politics. This is about being an American and having the government decide what secrets they can keep from me.
Okay.
No way.
So who's leading these protests to protect Mueller? Where is that? Who's in charge of that? Or who's, like, New York, Washington, Chicago, some other places, leaders? Some people are out there with the protest, save Robert Mueller.
Well, save the investigation. Don't let the investigation just get kicked to the side. I guess that's what people
I think
do.
One of the biggest people saving Mueller is Trump, because Trump doesn't believe that there's anything there.
Wait a minute.
So he's like,
this
bring it on.
This has been going on for 2 years.
Right.
What in the name
fired
of God?
Him 2 years
if you
ago.
Can't fire, if you can't find anything by now, what are we doing paying this guy?
And that's going to be Matthew Whitaker's story is, like, listen, 2 years now, how much have we spent? And I'd love to know how much we've spent on this.
Well, last time I saw a figure, Richie, is it's approaching $250 million of taxpayer money. It is obscene. It's ridiculous.
I just think it's funny that these people, it's funny how people get
played. $110 million the first year. I know
if Trump wanted to fire Mueller, wouldn't he have done it at the beginning before all of this information would have been leaked out or people would have been indicted, his cronies, as people like to say? I don't believe that Trump is going to fire him. I think he is smarter than that. I think he has become more politically wise than to fire Mueller. But I certainly think that Whitaker is going to try to say, look, you need to get this wrapped up. And from all reports, as of just, you know, a few days ago, it seems that he's in the process, Robert Mueller, is in the process of finishing his written report. The president, I think, is going to be turning in written answers to some of Mueller's questions. So maybe this thing comes to an end by the end of the year. But, I mean, we said that last year.
It's not near that much.
All right.
It's like $20 million.
All right. I heard it was 10 times that. Anyway, there's all kinds of exaggerations all over the place. We want to talk about what happened in Thousand Oaks. That's number four with Jennifer in a matter of speaking, matter of moments here, 15 after the hour. You probably have really considered how you eat, and you want to eat well. But getting enough good fruits and vegetables, the organic kind of fruits and vegetables, into your diet every day is a hard thing to do. That's why it's really cool that I can tell you about Texas Superfood. Texas Superfood has created a blend of the best organic vine-ripened fruits and vegetables. They put in it powerful enzymes and probiotics, energizing herbs. This is a capsule. You can take it as a powder. Texas Superfood Complete Organic. 20 years ago, the leader of the band there, Dr. Dennis Black, put this together. He was suffering from cancer. He needed nutritional help, and he figured it out. And now he makes it available to you. Enough organic fruits and vegetables every day to keep your body or your immune system really healthy and running on all eight cylinders. Texas Superfood Complete Organic makes eating well easy. I love knowing every time I take the Texas Superfood Complete Organic every morning, I'm getting 55 naturally grown raw fruits and veggies. You too. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug and order the Texas Superfood Complete Organic. Quality nutritional products at TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug for the Texas Superfood Complete Organic Line.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-917-1316. 800-917-1316. 800-917-1316. That's 800-917-1316.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? Do you dream of getting a full night's rest? Well, thanks to MyPillow, those days are long behind me. Now I'm sleeping like a baby, and you can too. Say goodbye to adjusting your pillow all night long, because MyPillow does it for you by adjusting to the shape that you want and need. Toss out those flat, worn-out pillows and let MyPillow change the way you sleep forever. They're the one and only solution to your sleepless nights. MyPillows are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. And unlike those other pillows, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. That's right. When you order one MyPillow, you'll get the second one free. Get two MyPillows for the price of one. Enjoy the world's most comfortable pillow by going to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Remember, promo code DJV. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with MyPillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com and remember, promo code DJV.
All right, number four this week, the shooting in California at the Thousand Oaks. I was going to say it was a bar, a theater. What actually was this?
It's a bar.
Yeah, it's a place I actually used to spend a lot of time in my 20s at Borderline. It makes it really close to home. It's a restaurant and a bar and a country line dancing place, and they'd have different kinds of music, but primarily country music. And in the community of Thousand Oaks, which is about 40 miles north of Los Angeles proper, so this is a community that's closer to like the Kardashians' house in Calabasas, if you see that on television, just north of that. And this is where 13 people died, 12 of them innocent. One of them, the gunman who shot himself after he entered the bar about 11:20 in the evening on Wednesday night and opened fire, threw a smoke grenade to try to cause chaos. And a lot of people were lucky to escape. Some of those people, including one of the victims, had also been through the Route 91 Harvest Festival in Las Vegas.
Great. So they're having vigils and that sort of thing for them. This kind of thing, we talk about it and we talk about it and we talk about it and we talk about it. Nothing changes. Nothing gets done. So what are we, it's a news event. So we see one of these, the next day there's something else. It just goes on and on and on.
Until someone is brave enough to talk about mental illness and what we need to do, I don't know how these stories change.
Yeah, but the disturbing thing here is there were no obvious signs for this guy that I'm hearing
there
about.
Actually were. There were a few, according to his neighbors.
Really?
He attacked his track and field coach in high school. He went on to become a Marine. He saw some pretty horrendous things, apparently, according to his friends in Afghanistan. When he came back, and over the last several years, he wasn't talking to anybody but his mother, and he was living with her. And when he wasn't with her, he was practicing his line dancing in the garage. So the cops have been called on him a few times, but
21 after
nobody
the
held
hour.
Him.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now to continue our focus on the Talkers Magazine charts with Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Review. One of the items here is a focus on Ruth Bader Ginsburg and what's going on with her since she was hospitalized as three fractured ribs fell down in her office. According to the court, she experienced discomfort after going home following the fall and then was admitted to George Washington University Hospital. She's 85.
Wow.
And subject of a lot of attention because she had a heart procedure, I think, 4 years ago. Right coronary artery was a problem. She had pancreatic cancer.
Pancreatic cancer.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Not many people can say that about pancreatic cancer. Once you get told you better just figure 3-4 months and we'll all see you later. When you get that, so she is a tough cookie. She's a daily trainer.
She works out daily. Has a trainer.
She works out. Yep. Right. She underwent surgery for colon cancer too, Richie, back in 1999.
Yeah.
She says she wants to stay on the bench past the election of 2020.
Oh, I bet she does.
How about that?
Well, we were joking earlier this morning that some of the tweets have been hilarious in support of, you know, everyone calls her the notorious RBG.
Right.
And so some of the tweets are people wanting to donate their own ribs and donate organs. And then there was one that really cracked me up. And this one guy wants to start a GoFundMe account to buy a 20-foot roll of bubble wrap to wrap her in until for the next 5 years. So she'll live in a bubble.
There's no doubt.
Yeah, it's amazing how much of a cultural icon she's become. And she doesn't even realize how, like, if you saw the RBG documentary, which is so entertaining and informative, and it's really incredible. It's so good. And her friendship with Antonin Scalia is adorable. And it's just really a wonderful bipartisan kind of feel-good movie. It's incredible, the stuff that she still does. And she just is really unaware. She didn't know that SNL has been parodying her for however many years. She didn't even know, and then they show it to her for the first time in the documentary, and it's hilarious. It's just, she's such a character.
That's all right, funny. One of the other side trips on this story is the whole problem of adults over the age of 65 falling. How many every year? 1 in 4 fall every year, according to the government. A study published found that most falls are preventable, noted that they not only result in severe injuries, one of the most common and costly health conditions. What happens when you're Ruth Bader Ginsburg's age?
Killed my friend's father last month, last year.
Yeah. When you fall down, a hip problem, ribs, whatever it is, you go to the hospital, 9 times out of 10 you get pneumonia and you die. It, for whatever the reason, this stuff all leads to getting pneumonia, especially with the ribs, because you can't breathe properly. You can't get the stuff out.
Painful injury.
Ribs are awful.
Yeah. I had one broken, wrap you up, and you can't. They don't fix it. They just wrap you up.
Right.
And you can't breathe.
You can't. No matter what you do, there's no relief.
Can't get away.
She's got three fractured ribs, which is, you know, that's, I've only had really bad bruised ribs, but and that was painful enough. But three fractured ribs.
I got kicked by a horse when I was a kid. That's what happened to me.
Falling down, if a senior is falling down, if your parent, if you fall down, go to the hospital even if you feel fine.
Get an X-ray.
My friend's dad fell down, hit his head, got up, I'm fine. Died 10 hours later in his sleep.
So go.
No mess around.
Go.
Yep. Get everything
like
when
Ruth,
you fall down like that.
Ruth, RBG. She's like, I'm fine. I'm going home. She wasn't fine.
Can only be tough so much of the time. All right. So that's the story on Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Coming up, the migrants want buses. Wait till you hear this. It's 28 past the hour.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this was Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated discs, pinched nerves in my neck. I had got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it, and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See? Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com. And while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Okay, turkey?
Check.
Stuffing?
Check.
Pie?
Sure, got good old pumpkin.
Well, I'd rather have apple, or maybe a cream pie, or maybe a little of each.
Well, now what do I do?
Go to Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive and order a 4-pack for just $19.99. That way, everyone gets their favorite pie this year.
Okay, I'm off to feed the inner bear.
Oh, hey, and don't forget to add in their limited holiday pie, candy cane chocolate cream pie. Mmm.
Black Bear Diner.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin. And in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As the new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Redding.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now, as we pursue the charts from Talkers Magazine, talkers.com. You'll find these stories and all the people, lists of the things that have been on the top of the conversational heap for the week by the folks at Talkers, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers TV, that sort of thing. Victoria Keelan is here, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, the list of stories, this fiasco, I guess is the word, this migrant caravan, these people coming up from Central America into Mexico. Now, they say they're tired of walking. They stopped in Mexico City. Rich, you may be the expert on this. You were in Mexico City this week. They say it's too cold and too dangerous to continue walking and hitchhiking, so now they want buses to bring them to the U.S. border. There we go. What did you see or hear while you were in Mexico City?
I saw margaritas by the pool is what I saw. I saw the beach.
That's what I'd be looking for, too.
I saw
the
a lot of nice
beach in Mexico
dinners.
City?
Maya Riviera, yeah.
Or Riviera Maya. Oh, I thought you went to Mexico City.
No, Riviera Maya. Yeah.
Okay, all right. So you don't have incredible information. What are the Mexicans saying about this, though?
You know, I'm so upset with myself. While we were there, we came to know a taxi driver, Jose, really well, and the guy was a great guy. And he's just kind of talking, and I totally didn't ask him about what he thinks about the caravan.
No.
And coming through there, but
lost opportunity.
I will tell you what he did tell us, though, is just about the corruption. Apparently, and he kind of told us, you know, listen, if we get pulled over by the police, it's basically a shakedown, and we need to give them a little money because otherwise, we'll spend the afternoon in jail.
Great.
So lovely. The corruption is, I mean, it's just, you know, Central and South America.
That's the way they live.
That's the way it is.
All right, so. The continuing story and the, I guess, the outshoot of the focus on the migrants is the new rules to sharply limit migrant asylum. And the people who come here, I'm being harassed, I'm being threatened, my life's in danger, please give me political asylum, or whatever they say. What do they say when they come?
Yeah, that's it.
That's pretty much what they say, right? So, anyway, they're trying to change that. And then there's the continuing focus on the birthright. I don't know what, there's been a lot of talk about that, but what's the outgrowth of it? Is that thing going to change or
not?
It'll
take a little while, yeah, changing the 14th Amendment.
They
will try and get some executive order through. It will get challenged. It will go through the courts. It will go out to the Supreme Court. And Trump will win, and that's why he waited to do this until after he got Kavanaugh in.
Mm-hmm. The situation with the midterm elections, let's spend some time on that. The Florida governor's race, recount, are there any hanging chads was the question I asked earlier on. This is between Andrew Gillum, who's the Democrat, and Ron DeSantis, who's the Republican. The difference between the two of them is 0.47%.
Wow.
DeSantis is the lead in there, but that's not much of a lead, so what happens with a recount? Who knows? Didn't Gillum do some stupid stuff, though, that kind of shot himself in the foot? Do I remember hearing something?
He didn't answer. There was some scandal. I don't know if it was a scandal, but there was an investigation into, I think, his finances or something, and he sort of just refused to even answer questions about it. And that's, you just can't do that. In today's political climate, you can't say no comment and while you're running for office. You just... doesn't happen.
You can't. Well, the Florida situation and what happens in our southeast is pretty disgraceful. Governor Rick Scott is running for the Senate. He says there was rampant fraud in the elections, especially the two counties on the East Coast, Broward and Palm Beach County, which always has a problem. The people who count the votes, I remember voting when I was a resident of Palm Beach, the people who were in charge of voting were likely not much further along than the eighth grade in terms of being able to count. Literally, they couldn't. And they were put there because they couldn't count, because they wanted, they were told, this is corruption central. This whole place, especially, I mean, you'd think in Palm Beach County, where all the money is, Boca and Broward County also, that they'd have a clean slate. I guess you'd think that about what's going on with Kemp and Stacey Abrams up in Georgia. But here's this guy is as crooked as the day is long, it would seem. Kemp was the Secretary of State in charge of elections, so he resigns while the recount's going on. Meanwhile, he's overseeing election irregularities like you wouldn't believe. They couldn't plug in the voting machines, so they put batteries on them, and the batteries went dead in the middle of the election day. How the hell gets away with that in this day and age? You know, that kind of stuff. How obvious does it have to be? And yet everybody shrugs their shoulders, throws their hands up. Well, we don't know what to do. It's crooked. And it's been elections. Remember the Teapot Dome scandal? Anybody remember that era of politics?
Yes, I know of it, but I can't remember what it was.
Well, it basically highlighted what was going on. I've told this story in the air. My father, when he was a kid, grew up as an orphan in South Boston. The ward bosses, and this went on in Chicago, it went on in Washington, it went on everywhere. So the ward bosses would come around, and he'd gather up all of his friends, and they'd give him $10 apiece. They'd give him 10 names of 10 dead people, and they'd send them to the 10 wards with the name of that person. They'd pay him $10 to go vote in that person's name, and that's how these guys won re-election. And that still goes on. That's what John Kennedy's father, old man Kennedy, that's what he did in Chicago. And Nixon knew it, and he didn't want to cause a constitutional crisis. Same thing happened in Florida when George Bush got elected. George Bush should never have been elected. That was the biggest, and it's back again to Florida. That's why I'm looking at these stories about fraud, the claims of fraud in Florida. They've always had, for decades, the most corrupt voting system there, and nobody does a damn thing about it. I don't understand why the voters roll over and play dead to that.
Yeah, and it's such a bizarre position for Governor Scott to take, because he's running for Senate and at the same time claiming corruption. But it's your state. You're the dude in charge. Mm-hmm. You're the top dog in the state. So if there's a lot of corruption going on, why aren't you dealing with it? It's on you. You know that old buck stops here thing. Well, it's on you. No. I don't understand.
In this case, the local election people have. They're over in Florida, and it is in Massachusetts that way, too. The locals have, there's no state, they have a Secretary of State, but the Secretary of State only counts the ballots.
I mean, should the government be in control? Obviously, they cannot control.
It's private?
It's a question.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I mean, should we privatize it? But then, you know, how do you not have corruption in something like this?
It is totally
I don't
correct.
Know the answer. I mean, if it's government controlled, there's going to be corruption. If there or just mismanagement. If it's privately controlled, you still have, you know, corruption that could be possible. Yeah. How do you not have corruption in something like this?
It's breathtaking, or it takes your breath away, Richie, when you understand how bad the system is, how corrupt it is. It really is. It's a monstrous
between
problem.
Between stupidity and corruption.
Yeah, right. 43 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review. The situation with those who are trying to lose weight and keep it off. It's one thing to go on a diet. It's one thing to eat specific foods. It's one thing to exercise for a while. One thing to lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, whatever it is you want to lose. But it's another thing to keep it off. That's the big problem. Most people can lose weight, but most people can't keep it off. And that's where Calitren comes in. Calotren. It's the healthiest choice for weight loss, all natural ingredients, mostly collagen, which is the number one protein that keeps your body muscular and strong. You need the healthy, lean muscle, and it's created out of collagen. That's why you got more muscle when you're younger. When you get old and flabby like Richie, you kind of lose your muscle tone. And it's time to get it back again with Calitren. collagen number one ingredient. And by the way, the reason this works is because people can do it without having to do a lot of heavy lifting, and you have these four capsules every night. It when you lose the weight, you keep it where you want to by staying on the program for 3 or 4 months. Go to toploss.com for a special 10% off deal using the DJV code. That's DJV. When you go to toploss.com, check the box for DJV, 10% off. And if you buy more than 3 bottles of Calitrin, get the 4th one free. Proven effective at losing and maintaining weight. No adverse effects because it's all natural. Get Calitrin at toploss.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show, the stories this week from number 10 to number 1, just to put them in order so that we have an actual reference point as we have our conversations here. At number 10, sports talk radio, what's going on in the National Football League, some hockey talk early in the season, basketball season underway. Number 9, the fact that Ruth Bader Ginsburg ended up in the hospital this week has some people concerned. Number 8, sanctions against Iran. I don't know that anybody over here is concerned about it. I know the Iranians are concerned. What are they going to do about it is the question. The migrant caravan moving closer to the American border, number 7. Media personality Tucker Carlson is threatened, number 6. The Trump DACA ruling, number 5. The bar shoot-up in California, number 4. Acosta's news credentials being revoked by the White House. Jeff Sessions resigns, number 2, and the midterm election results, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Talk Radio Countdown.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance. On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
One of the great things about going to the Calitrin website is looking at all the people who have been so successful. Here's Sonny. Since taking Calitrin, my arthritis pain has literally disappeared. So let's talk about other benefits of using Calitrin besides just losing the weight.
Our website's really informative, and it goes into detail about how it helps with those side benefits. But when you take Calitrin at night, that collagen protein is broken down into glycine, mm-hmm. and that helps you sleep more soundly at night. Your body also utilizes collagen in your joints, so it's great for joint pain and even arthritis. So it really is a great supplement. You know, I've had people say that it's great for digestion, you know, acid reflux. Collagen protein, it is a healing supplement. Your body is going to use it where it needs it the most.
Toploss.com for Calitrin. 10% off everything that you buy. Plus, if you buy more than 3 bottles, you get the 4th one free. Available at toploss.com using the code DJV.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
On the people end of things at the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show, Ruth Bader Ginsburg occupies the number 10 position this week on the countdown. Number 9, Tucker Carlson. Sean Hannity is in the 8th position. Interesting because those two guys both work at Fox News. Ian David Long is at 7. Jim Acosta, the news person trying to make a name for himself, number 6. Brian Kemp and Stacey Abrams trying to duke it out to the point of who's going to be the next governor of Georgia. Number five, they're tied for that position. Number four, Nancy Pelosi, new Speaker of the House. Robert Mueller is number three. Jeff Sessions, number two. And the President, Donald Trump, number one, making himself, more visible. He's pretty visible, and pretty much people are at him one way or another. Interesting character, that Donald Trump. All right, so let's get back to our list, the stories, the elections. I always sort of try to lead here. Richie and Victoria have their own priorities, their own thoughts. The only thing that we haven't really covered here is the sanction list that's been put out. Iran says we're going to ignore it. Is it going to be effective this time? If we
let me know how that works out for you.
Yeah.
We're going to ignore it.
Well, classic in a manner response. Of speaking, the government there. The tricky part of this is that the people running the government now know they can't overplay their part, because the government there is pretty much as unpopular as our government is, or maybe government everywhere. The people coming up that are the millennial generation in Iran are very smart, very well educated, and fed up with the Ayatollah. And they also want to get along with their neighbors in the Middle East, and they want to get along with America and the rest of the world. So they see this isolationism, and so the people who are running things have a fine line that they're trying to not cross. Even the Ayatollah is getting smart enough to figure out that he is not the most popular guy in the block. In the meantime, they're very nationalistic, like most countries are. We got to stand up for ourselves, those dirty Americans. Look what they're doing to us. Well,
Doug, 20 years ago, you and I were saying the Internet. Once people can click a button and order a salad shooter, it changes their whole perspective on them. They can see what the rest of the world is doing and getting, yeah, and how the Americans, they can look at their phone and go, I want to live like that.
Yeah.
And that's to Doug's point. That's exactly how the young Iranians feel. You know, they embrace.
I don't want to live in a Stone Age. I want to live like that.
Yep.
Yeah. And they are living in the Stone. That's where they couldn't. They bottled it up as long as they could in China, and they couldn't bottle it up anymore. The young Chinese are upset about this trade stuff. They're upset about the leadership in China. Same thing. They don't want not to get along. They see the benefits from their parents of what's happened as things opened up.
Yep.
And they want it open.
Genie's out of the bottle, baby.
10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Thank you, Victoria and Richie.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with Care Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. Care Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
KCNR Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the airwaves, is ground zero for the renaissance of downtown Reading. Our state-of-the-art on-air studio is under construction right now, so you might hear a bit of hammering in the background. We're upgrading our sound and control systems, so you may occasionally hear a little glitch, but bear with us, we will keep it to a minimum. And we will be expanding our presence with an FM channel and an exciting launch into video on YouTube Live, KCNR, Free Fire Radio. Join in the conversation.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 past the hour. Have our countdown of the top big stories from the world of technology this week at the hands of Victoria Keelan, who will go from number 5 to number 1. And we'll start, obviously, at 5 going down the list. Facebook has teamed up with Macy's. It's an interesting combo, Victoria.
Yeah, well, we're not at Thanksgiving yet, but there seems to be more of an emphasis on the holiday shopping season even earlier this year, I think, than last year. So Facebook is right on trend. They have teamed up with Macy's. They're launching a small number of pop-up shops around the U.S. They will open pop-ups with more than 100 brands in 9 different Macy's locations. So they'll be inside the stores. And the brands that they'll be selling are what they call the most loved brands on Instagram and Facebook. Now, I don't do any shopping on Facebook, so I don't even really use Facebook anymore, but I am on Instagram all day, every day, and I do know that Instagram shopping is a huge, huge thing. So if you are a big fan of Love Your Melon, which is an apparel line that is sold on Instagram, it also helps raise awareness and fights against pediatric cancers. That's one of the brands that's highlighted. Two Blind Brothers is a nonprofit clothing line that also donates all proceeds to blindness research. That's another one that they're putting a spotlight on. So it's kind of cool. You can do some retail therapy and you can do some good at the same time. The market at Macy's locations will be in New York City, Pittsburgh, Atlanta, Fort Lauderdale, San Antonio, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Seattle. And all of these shops are actually going to remain open through February. So You'll actually probably get some good sales after the holiday season's over.
So there's the story. Amazon up next.
This is another holiday story. Amazon's upping its holiday shopping game. They're offering free shipping with no minimum purchase to everyone. Now, in the past, this has only been exclusive to Prime members. And if you're not a Prime member, you have to spend a minimum of $25 in order to qualify for free shipping. So now they've taken those restrictions completely away. And so anything that you order from now through the holiday season, you will get free shipping on. And this is a direct response to Walmart and Target expanding their free two-day shipping options for millions of items that they're going to be selling starting this month. So the competition is good for the consumer.
All right, number 3 is a focus on Instacart. What is Instacart?
Instacart is a new grocery service. It's a grocery store app that is available now in 200 retailers all across the country. Wegmans, Aldi, Cub Foods, Food Lion, tons, and Publix, lots of different really all over the map, really, for grocery stores. They've covered 70% of U.S. households with 300 retailers in all 50 states. And so what they do is you sign up for Instacart. It's an app. You pay $150 for the year for members. And then you get free delivery. You check off everything you want from the grocery store, and it gets delivered. Their new addition to this is now they have grocery pickup service. So if you don't need the delivery or don't want the delivery aspect, you can still have someone else do all the shopping for you. You drive up to your favorite grocery store, food market, and pick up your stuff. It's going to be all ready for you. So they're expanding even more, and I'm sure we'll be seeing them going into Whole Foods at some point.
Ah, yes, there we go. Number 2, earbuds. Listen up, not a pun intended here.
Yes. So earbuds, the little in-ear headphones, if those are the types that you're using, there's a good chance that it is ruining your hearing. They are designed to be positioned perfectly inside your ear. However, the size and shapes of everyone's ear canal is different. So men's are larger than women's. And so it turns out that ill-fitting earbuds are really sending a lot of people to the doctor with hearing loss. Once you have that hearing loss, there's nothing you can do about it. So one of the options, get custom-fitted earbuds. Lower your volume, or use over-the-ear headphones, which keeps the sound away directly from the ear canal, so that's actually better for you.
All right. And the number 1 item this week is the robocall mess that we find ourselves in this country.
Oh, yeah. This is probably, I think you can poll anybody across the country and say, what's the number one biggest annoyance that you deal with on a daily basis? And it will be robocalls. So the FCC has now told phone companies they need to do more to fight robocalls and other spam phone calls or else. Now, we don't know what the or else part is yet. However, the FCC chairman sent a letter to more than a dozen U.S. carriers this week telling them that they have to adopt a robust call authentication process to prevent illegal caller ID spoofing. Now, what that means essentially is when you get a number that looks like your number, but it's just a robocall, they want to crack down on those. 96 million robocalls have been made so far in just this year.
All right, there they are. Top five items trending in the world of technology. Thanks to Victoria Keelan for helping us out. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
ACNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460, with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRoster. President Trump's new proclamation restricting asylum claims by certain illegal immigrants already facing a legal challenge.
Not long after the president issued new regulations on asylum seekers, the ACLU and other legal groups sued in federal court, arguing the measures were illegal. But the president maintains it's all about law and order.
We want people to come into our country, but they have to come into our country legally.
Mr. Trump invoked the same powers he used last year to impose a travel ban that was upheld by the Supreme Court. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The scope of the task beginning to sink in for Florida election workers whose job it is to recount millions of ballots cast for governor and the U.S. Senate.
In Miami-Dade County alone, there are some 800,000 ballots, and the process that began there Saturday evening could take days. The task is multiplied by 67. That's the number of counties in Florida recounting. The Secretary of State ordered the new review as narrow gaps between the candidates met recount criteria.
That is Julie Walker reporting. Meanwhile, another lawsuit's been filed in Georgia's unsettled race for governor. Democrat Stacey Adams' campaign went to federal court Sunday asking a judge to delay vote certifications until Wednesday. It also asked a judge to require officials count any votes that were rejected improperly. Republican Brian Kemp says it's mathematically impossible for Abrams to make up a nearly 59,000 vote deficit. The Israeli military says an officer was killed, another moderately wounded during an operation in southeast Gaza Strip involving an exchange of gunfire. The early Monday statement followed a rare late-night burst of violence in which 7 Palestinians were also killed. Israel says the operation, though, has since concluded. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of conservatives winning the war on issues like gun rights, religious liberty, immigration law, and the sanctity of life. We use our phones every single day, so why not use them to make change? Patriot Mobile does just that. They exist to donate a portion of your monthly bill to 17 conservative organizations fighting for your beliefs. And for the entire month of November, you can buy one line and get another line free for 12 months. Look, I just got a second phone from my studio, a journalist-only phone from Patriot Mobile. It makes everything easier, and I know when I pay the bill, a portion of that money is going to the Heritage Foundation and 16 other great conservative causes. I believe in Patriot Mobile. Switching to Patriot Mobile is easy. You can keep your number, get the same super reliable nationwide service, and feel good about funding the right agendas with every call you make. With unlimited plans starting as low as $20 per month, why wait? Visit them online at patriotmobile.com/you or call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. That's 1-800-272-8746. Patriot Mobile. Come join the family.
New York City honored veterans with a parade that also commemorated the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I.
Veterans dating all the way back to World War II marched up Fifth Avenue being saluted and cheered on by flag-waving spectators. Bernard Robinson was awarded a Purple Heart for his service in Vietnam.
These vets made the ultimate sacrifice for our country, and they should always be recognized.
93-year-old Arnold Strauch marched the entire parade route wearing his original Army uniform from World War II.
We served in Europe, finished the war in Germany. I thought that was the end of our service. Didn't happen. Wound up in the Philippine Islands.
At the Veterans Day Parade in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Family physician Dr. Charles Snyderman has notes of a meeting of the Patient Care Primary Care Collaborative held this week in Washington.
Nurse practitioner Charmaine Larson started a house call practice in New Orleans before Hurricane Katrina. During the flooding and its aftermath, she was able to care for many of her neighbors in their homes. When travel to the hospitals was impossible and doctors' offices had all their patient records destroyed, Dr. Larson gives credit to her paternal grandmother for raising her to value education and service. Larson was given the Primary Care Community Leadership Award. This is Charles Snyderman, Washington.
New York Senator Charles Schumer says the FAA is not moving fast enough to roll out a plan to stop airlines from shrinking passenger seats. The Senate's top Democrat says federal officials should be doing more to comply with the law to establish minimum seat size standards for airplanes. And check out more on these stories. Log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This Christmas, the Salvation Army is fighting to ensure that every child in our community is warm, safe, and well-nourished. For $30, you could feed a family of four.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SST Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
I'm Greg Bell, and coming up, two of radio's greatest actors will be heard. And these fellows were also film performers, each racking up over 100 big screen appearances. Later, we have Vincent Price in The Adventures of the Saint, and I'll detail some of his best-known movie roles. And believe it or not, they're not all sinister and scary. Meanwhile, our first fella originally planned to be either a musician or a painter. But with that strong voice of his, radio came calling. John Daner was born in New York City, studied piano, and his first major showbiz work came as an animator for Walt Disney Studios. Still in his 20s, Daner worked on both Fantasia and Bambi. Well, Daner nearly landed one of radio's top jobs, Matt Dillon on Gunsmoke. He turned it down, though, because he didn't want to be typecast as a cowboy. Well, that didn't work out so well, because in the late 50s, John Daner played the lead in back-to-back radio westerns, Frontier Gentlemen and Have Gum Will Travel, and appeared in dozens of big-screen westerns and countless western TV shows. Well, right now we have him in the Hudson Bay Incident, a Whistler episode also featuring a nearly unrecognizable William Conrad putting on a Japanese accent. Daner plays Elliot Bradley, with Joseph Kearns as Charles Reeves. It's from March 7th, 1954.
The Whistler. Presented by the United States Air Forces in Europe.
Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes, I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
Whistler's strange story, Hudson Bay Incident. It all began at a secret international business conference at the exclusive Hudson Bay Hunting Lodge between two important men, Elliot Bradley of the Bradley Metal Processing Company and Bernardo Nagashi of the Middle Eastern Metals Limited. A conference which also included handsome, suave Charles Reeves, personal secretary to Elliot Bradley. Yes, you've been present at many important conferences with your employer, haven't you, Charles? And you've learned many important facts. Facts you expect to turn to your own advantage very soon, with the assistance of your employer's attractive wife, Pauline Bradley. Yes, Pauline can be a big help to you, can't she, Charles? You smile as you complete the final arrangements for the conference between your employer and the important Bernardo Nagashi, a conference you're certain will change the course of your life.
Give me the lodge guard's office, will you, please?
Chief of Guards Kincaid speaking.
Oh, Kincaid, this is Reeves here. Look, there's been a change of plans. Mr. Nagashi is not coming up by car. You see, we heard that he hated to fly, but he just wired that he's coming in from Washington on a chartered plane anyway. Better send the limousine to the airport right away.
Yes, Mr. Reeves. What about the reporters?
Reporters?
Yes, sir. Several of them are here.
Oh, but this conference was supposed to be a well-kept secret. Well, how do you suppose they found out?
I wouldn't know, Mr. Reeves.
Mr. Bradley's arranged for a few hours of hunting with Nagashi before the business conference.
Right, Mr. Reeves.
Well, I'm tired of being kept in the dark. What's this all about anyway, Charles?
Well, I'm sworn to secrecy, Mrs. Bradley. You better ask your husband.
Yes, I can tell you now, Pauline. Britannium.
Oh, the rare metal, Elliot.
Yes, we need it desperately for our defense production.
And where does Mr. Nagashi fit in?
His outfit, Middle Eastern Metals, controls most of the world's production, and they're selling it behind the Iron Curtain. And we've got to stop it. That's why I'm meeting Nagashi.
And just what are you supposed to do?
Get the Britannium for ourselves. Nagashi wants certain patents that we control. So I'll put it on the line. The patents in return for all of Middle Eastern Metals Britannium.
Well, what are all the guards for?
Somebody might just try to get Nagashi and pin it on me. That would kill our chances of ever getting the Britannium.
Well, with all this going on, you're quite the man of the hour, Mr. Bradley. May I suggest that you'd better go on down to the main lounge and talk with the reporters before Nagashi arrives?
I'd certainly like to know how they found out about this meeting. You coming along, Reeves?
Oh, why don't you let Charles stay here and keep me company?
Very well. I'll be back in a few minutes.
I thought he'd never leave, Charles.
I know, darling. Well, tell me, is it good news? Are you going to get away?
Yes, I've arranged it with Elliot. I'm leaving tomorrow for a vacation. I'm staying at my sister's in Upper New York. That won't be too far away, will it?
No, of course not. We'll have a wonderful time together. Oh, there are 100 out-of-the-way places I want to show you.
I wish we were there now.
Me too.
Elliot means well, but... Oh, I'm so tired of his everlasting committees, business meetings, receptions. I just can't take it anymore. I'm going to buy a whole new wardrobe. I'm beginning to feel 16 again.
Say, you don't think Elliot suspects anything, do you?
Oh, I don't care if he does. I want him to know.
No, we have to be sensible, Pauline. My promotion papers are in Elliot's briefcase. All they need now is his signature.
Is that so important?
It means my whole career. Besides, if he knows about us, you'll never get a cash settlement out of him when you file for divorce.
I don't want one. I've decided I'm not touching Elliot's money.
I think you're making a mistake, Pauline. Why, Elliot owes you something for all those years of drudgery.
I'm leaving him, Charles. He owes me nothing. He's done his best to make me happy. He just doesn't understand that it takes more than success to make a woman happy.
But, Pauline, all our future plans...
Look, we might as well face it now, Charles. Which comes first, your career, cash settlements, or me?
Well, you do, darling, of course.
Well, then, I'm going to tell him.
Oh, look, let's not quarrel, Pauline. There's no hurry. Oh, come here, darling.
Oh, Charles. I want to be as honest as I can to Elliot.
I know.
You do understand.
Of course I do. Now, we'll discuss it later. Now, let's be careful. Elliot's due back any moment. Now, you won't do anything till then, will you, darling?
Well, I won't promise that, Charles. It's my decision.
How's the press briefing, Mr. Bradley?
Short and to the point. We better get ready. The limousine is coming up the drive with Mr. Nagashi now.
A drink, Mr. Nagashi?
No, thank you, please. Afterwards, yes. But now I am most anxious to begin the hunt, which your husband arranges for me.
Then why don't we get it started? Here's our gun rack, Mr. Nagashi. You just take your pick.
Thank you. I like this gun, Mr. Bradley.
Hmm?
It's the same model as my own.
Well, I'm glad you like it. So, shall we get started?
The jeep's out and back, sir.
Then lead the way, Mr. Reeves. I understand you Americans are great marksmen. I am most anxious to see for myself.
You certainly got Nagashi in a good humor. He's nailed a half a dozen rabbits. Now he wants a deer.
Yeah, he seems to enjoy hunting immensely.
Lucky he does. You're still going to find him a tough man to deal with, I'm afraid. Well, where to now, Mr. Bradley?
Reeves. Drive over to that clump of trees and brush. I'd swear I spotted a deer.
Yes, sir.
There goes Nagashi. Over there.
I see him. There are two of them.
Bradley, stop. Nagashi's right in your line of fire.
Say something, for heaven's sake.
Nagashi's dead.
Huh? Oh, no. No, he can't be. Reeves, you don't know what that means.
Yes, Mr. Bradley. I know exactly what it means.
You're listening to The Whisper on When Radio Was. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
This is Jerry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The elections are over, and we continue to see the downward decay of our country's morals and values. I am even more convinced that we cannot trust elections alone to turn our country back to a constitutional republic and where God is restored to his rightful place in our hearts. Our country will only be restored if the people return to God and his values. This alone will change the direction of our country. Remember, you matter to God. Now it's up to you to make a difference. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at TrueLifeReading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Paul Zawet.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
And now back to an episode of The Whistler on When Radio Was.
This is a stroke of luck you hadn't expected, isn't it, Charles? And as you help Elliot Bradley carry Nagashi's body into the Jeep, you see a way to speed the completion of your own plans. Bradley's accidental shooting of Nagashi can be turned immediately to your advantage, can't it, Charles? Outwardly, of course, you still remain the obedient and sympathetic personal secretary as you follow Bradley's instructions to the letter.
You have all his personal effects?
Pistol, handkerchief, wallet, and passport, all here.
All right. Leave them on my desk when you get back. And now remember, we can't let any of the reporters get wind of what's happened. Not yet.
Right. I don't think they can see us from the main lodge.
And I hope not. I'll drive the body back to one of the rear guest houses. You walk back to the house. Phone Kincaid and have him meet me there as soon as possible.
Yes, Mr. Brad. This is Reeves speaking. Mr. Bradley wants you over here right away. It's an emergency.
What's happening, Charles?
Elliot killed Nagashi while we were hunting.
Oh, no.
Yes. And Elliot's shot is going to be heard around the world.
Where is Elliot now?
He's on his way here.
Oh, I'd better get the note I wrote him. He mustn't read it at a time like this.
What note?
About us. I just couldn't face him and tell him you and I were in love. I thought it would be easier if I wrote him a note.
But I told you to wait, Pauline.
Oh, never mind that now. I left the note on his desk. I bet... Oh, Elliot.
Hello, Pauline.
Oh, Elliot, I'm so sorry. I know how you must feel.
How I feel doesn't matter. It's the consequences that count. I'm a hated word to most of Nagashi's company as it is. There are plenty of enemy agents working inside his company ready to blow this whole thing up into a sinister plot.
And there goes Britannium.
That's what I'm afraid of, Reeves. I put through a call to Kingston in Washington while I was at the main lodge. Oh, that's probably Kingston now. Hello. Yes, this is Mr. Bradley. Oh, Mr. Kingston's not in, huh? Well, keep trying, operator. Yes, this is urgent. Were you expected soon? Thank you.
Well?
He's flying in from a conference in Bermuda. Won't be back till 6. We'll just have to wait.
Would you like a drink, Elliot?
Yes, I could use one. What's this note here on my desk?
Oh, I forgot to give it to you this morning. It's not important.
I might as well read it. Keep my mind from Nagashi and Britannium.
No, please don't bother. You can read it later. Here's your drink.
Thanks. Here's the door, Reeves.
Yes, Mr. Bradley. Oh, this way, Mr. Kincaid.
Mr. Bradley, you sent for me?
Yes, Kincaid. We're faced with an emergency. While we were hunting, Nagashi was accidentally shot and killed. I won't go into details, but we're sitting on a powder keg and we just can't let it go off. Now, I want you to keep the road from the lodge under constant guard and be sure that none of the reporters leave, understand? I'll take full responsibility.
All right, Mr. Bradley.
Thanks, and just to be safe, you better have the press phones go out of order.
If you say so, Mr. Bradley.
And arrange to have dinner served the reporters at 6:30. Tell them it's important for them to remain and... Oh, never mind, I'll tell them that myself. Yes, that's all, Kincaid.
Right, Mr. Bradley.
What now?
I don't know, Reeves. I don't know.
He can't keep this secrecy up very long, you know.
Keep it up until we hear from Washington.
And what can they do?
I don't know that either. But there must be some way out. I can't let thousands of pounds of Britannium get into the wrong hands because of my stupidity.
Well, it's not your fault,
yes,
Elliot.
Yes, it is. If I could only think. Maybe. What about suicide? You'd stand behind B. Reeves, wouldn't you? It's not for myself, you understand that.
No, suicide won't work.
Why not?
The bullet went through his back. It'd be impossible for Nagashi to shoot himself in the back.
Yes, you're right. Well, I better go out and stall those reporters.
Forget then, that's wasting time, Bradley. Mm-hmm. There is one person who can get you out of this.
No, who's that?
Me.
Well, I'm in no mood for games.
I'm not playing any.
All right, then. What do you have in mind?
There were only two of us with Nagashi.
I know that. Get to the point.
All right. I could say I shot him. Nagashi's company never heard of me.
Yes, that's it. At least it would give us a fighting chance. Your name means nothing to them. They couldn't blow you up into an international incident and make it stick.
Exactly. And it would save your reputation.
Well, I don't care a snap about that now.
Oh, no, of course not. You're only concerned with Britannia.
Charles, I don't want to argue. If you go through with this, I'll be eternally grateful. Let's leave it there.
Well, that's not quite enough.
What do you mean?
My promotion, for one thing.
We've gone through that before, Charles.
That was before.
Then the same reasons still hold. You don't have the maturity or the experience to be a division chief. Now, in time...
In time? The time is now, Bradley.
Ah, I see.
No, not quite. I'm not finished yet. You just bought 5,000 shares of preferred stock in the company. You'll sign that stock over to me.
Charles, how can...
Keep out of this, Pauline. Now I'm warning you.
You don't know what you're saying, Reed.
Oh, don't I? What's that quotation? Power falls to the man who has the courage to be merciless?
In other words, blackmail. Why,
don't I'll... start anything, Bradley. Remember, I'm your only witness, and if necessary, I'm prepared to swear you lost your temper and killed Nagashi deliberately.
Oh, you don't, Elliot. That's just what he wants.
You're right. I have to keep my head.
I'll answer it. Hello? Yes, just a moment. It's Kincaid for you, Elliot.
Yes, Kincaid. Huh? All right. Well, I'll be right over.
Well, what was it, darling?
The reporters are climbing all over Kincaid. I have to go out and talk to them. In the meantime, Reeves, you'll have a chance to change your mind.
Thank you, Bradley. But don't count on it.
As Elliot leaves to see the reporters, you casually walk over to the bar and mix yourself a scotch and soda. You're in a perfect position, aren't you, Charles? You know Elliot is growing more desperate and that he'll soon have no choice but to accept your terms. You'll have the position and wealth you've always wanted. You're not at all worried about Pauline now, are you, Charles? You're sure you don't need her anymore. And you're almost amused as she comes toward you, her eyes blazing with anger.
That was low and vicious, Charles. No matter how we feel, Elliot is a fine man. He doesn't deserve that kind of treatment, especially from you.
Well, the loyal little wife.
Charles.
Charles what? You're a great one to be preaching sermons to me.
Don't talk that way.
Why not? What did you do the minute your husband's back was turned?
That's a nasty thing to say. I was in love with you, you know that.
Was?
Yes. Past tense.
Oh, I see. I wonder how many times you've played this little game before.
Why, you...
Oh, that slap won't help. You don't like the truth, do you?
It was a lie. A despicable lie.
Oh, was it? I suppose you really believed I wanted to marry you.
What? Oh, I see. I was just a pawn in your little game. First, you wanted to become Elliot's personal secretary. And then you wanted the promotion and the cash settlement. You were just using me, weren't you, Charles? What a fool I've been.
Well, you don't have to keep on being one. Hey, look, Paulie.
Oh, forget it. How did it go, Elliot?
Not good, not good. The reporters are getting suspicious. They want to see Nagashi.
Well, you don't have much time, Bradley.
I didn't ask for your advice.
You're waiting for Washington, aren't you? They can't save you from a murder charge. I'm the only one that can do that.
I don't do business with a knife at my throat.
But it's there all the same, Bradley.
I prefer to ignore that fact. Pauline.
Yes, darling.
What did I do with that note I found on my desk? Oh, here it is in my overcoat.
Oh, please, Elliot. I'd rather you didn't read it now.
Why not, Pauline?
It's so amusing.
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all. It's all right with me if you never read the note, Bradley.
No, you're not
not worried, are you, Charles? You're certain that once Elliot Bradley talks with Washington, he'll have no choice. He'll be forced to accede to your demands and say nothing. As Elliot and Pauline make a half-hearted attempt at conversation, you sit smoking cigarettes, waiting for the phone call from Washington you're certain will come through at any moment. After about 20 minutes, as Elliot quickly reaches for the phone, you silently lift the extension phone, open your notebook, prepare to make your usual notes of the conversation.
Elliot Bradley speaking.
Washington calling Mr. Bradley.
Yeah, put them on.
Hello, Mr. Bradley?
Yes.
This is Lester Shaw, manager of Mr. Nagashi's American office.
Yes, Mr. Shaw.
I'd like to speak to Mr. Nagashi, if you don't mind.
Well, he is not available at the moment. He went hunting.
Oh, I see. Well, then, would you tell him that we received a coded cable from our board of directors this afternoon? A special messenger is on his way to the lodge to deliver it to him personally. He should be there any time now.
Yes, I'll tell him.
Thank you. Good day.
Good day.
What is it, Elliot?
Bad news. A messenger's on his way here to see Nagashi.
Well, Bradley?
All right, Reeves. All right, you win.
No, don't do it, Elliot. Don't do it.
I have no choice, Pauline. I can't risk our whole defense production to stop one cheap little crook.
Here's your briefcase, Bradley. Sign the necessary papers and be quick about it before I change my mind.
You get the door, Pauline.
No. Sit still, both of you. Let me answer it. It'll be my last official act as your private secretary, Bradley.
Now that you've won, aren't you, Charles? That in a few minutes, you'll have 5,000 shares of the Valuable Metals Company's stock and also get your promotion to division chief. As soon as the messenger from Nagashi's Middle East Metals Company arrives and learns that Nagashi has been killed, Elliot Bradley will quickly sign the papers necessary to complete the deal that you forced him into. And the beauty of it is that Bradley can never reveal the fact that he was blackmailed without also revealing that he killed Nagashi. You smile smugly to yourself as you answer the doorbell.
Oh, hello, Kincaid. What can I do for you?
I have to see Mr. Bradley right away.
Well, Mr. Bradley's busy at the moment.
I'll speak for myself, Reeves. What is it, Kincaid?
Well, frankly, sir, I don't know what to make of it. Here, see for yourself. Bring him in, men.
Get your hands away from me. Who is Mr. Bradley?
I am. Are you the special messenger?
Messenger? I have never been subjected to such outrageous treatment in my entire career. First, you canceled our engagement this morning and asked me to arrive at 6 this evening. And now this.
You must be mistaken.
I am not mistaken. What kind of bungling is this? I have your telegram in my correspondence file. I am holding you and your company responsible.
Just who are you?
Oh, the final insult. I am Bernardo Nagashi, here at your invitation, Mr. Bradley.
It's impossible.
He's out of his mind, Bradley.
Keep quiet, Reeves. Your passport, please.
Oh, Dale, I suppose you'll search my luggage next, huh?
I'm sorry, but I must insist on seeing your passport.
Very well, but I give it to you under protest. Here. Now, are you convinced who I am?
No, not yet. Pauline, hand me that other passport. It's on the desk next to the gun and the handkerchief.
Yes. Here it is, Elliot.
Thank you. Well, this passport has your name in it, too. And look at the identification photo.
A forgery. It is Kim Sonkonoye. Where is this man now, huh?
Dead. He was shot today by accident while we were out hunting.
Thank heavens. Forgive me, Mr. Bradley, but we were almost the victims of a daring and clever plot.
Yes, I see it now. He sent you a telegram to delay your arrival, then wired us he was coming in by plane.
This Konoye was one of the Middle East's cleverest agents. He was here for more than information, Mr. Bradley. He didn't want me to return alive.
The Whistler. Listen next week when once again the United States Air Forces in Europe present The Whistler.
That was the Hudson Bay incident from March 7, 1954. The first Japanese businessman, the one on the wrong end of that hunting rifle, was voiced by a nearly unrecognizable William Conrad, not sounding at all like Marshall Matt Dillon. I'm Greg Bell, and as I mentioned earlier, the fella you just heard as the lead character, Elliot Bradley, had been offered the role of Marshall Dillon, but John Daner turned it down. He did manage, though, to show up nearly every week on Radio's Gunsmoke as various characters. Next on When Radio Was, it's time for Vincent Price in The Adventures of the Saint. Right after this.
Sway with MusicRewind.com and 100 doo-wop hits, a 4-CD set of original classics sung by the best doo-wop groups such as the Platters, Dion and the Belmonts, the Chantals, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, the Marcells, and many more.
Just remember, darling, all the while you
get 100 doo-wop hits today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $22.98 for this amazing 4-CD set. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code DOOWOP77. Four CDs jam-packed with the greatest doo-wop songs. 100 top hits for only $22.98. Just go to MusicRewind.com today or call 800-206-5002. Use promo code DOOWOP77 to save on shipping. Call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com. Remember promo code DOOWOP77 for reduced shipping.
Boy.
That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
The natural habitat of the creepy doll is a horror movie. It can't help being creepy. It's that small fixed smile and those never closing eyes, always watching you, plotting, which you're imagining. It's mindless. But when the creepy doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them easy access to emergency roadside service through an award-winning app, it knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. The only question is, how did the creepy doll move from the bedroom to the hallway? I would get out of the house.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where before the break we had an episode of The Whistler, and now it's time for The Saint. Before he became a horror film legend, Vincent Price starred in a number of costume dramas and historical pictures. He made his film debut in the 1938 comedy Service Deluxe. He also worked in The Private Lives of Elizabeth and Essex, The Tower of London, and Brigham Young, in which he portrayed Mormon founder Joseph Smith. While his first horror big screen work was in the 1940 film The Invisible Man Returns, it wasn't until a dozen years or so that he cemented himself as the go-to guy when scary and menace were needed. Ah, but he could also exude wit and charm, especially on radio. Joining him in this episode of The Saint will be Mary Shipp as Lola, Charlie Lung as George, Ted DeCourcy as Corelli, and Larry Dobkin as Kazak, with Barney Phillips, Ted Osborne, and Fred Shields. Button Button is from March 11th. 1951.
The Adventures of the Saint, starring Vincent Price.
Thank you.
Saint, based on characters created by Leslie Charteris and known to millions from books, magazines, and motion pictures. The Robin Hood of modern crime now comes transcribed to radio, starring Hollywood's brilliant and talented actor Vincent Price as The Saint.
Just a moment, please.
Yes?
Mr. Tempora? Mr. Simon Tempora?
And if I say yes?
Oh, I am a George.
Congratulations. What army are you dressed for?
Oh, not the army uniform I wear, sir. Chauffeur. You come?
Huh?
You come now?
You want me to go somewhere with you?
You are sure you are Mr. Simon Tempora, the saint?
And if I'm not, my old grandmother shouldn't have lied to me all these years.
Then you come.
Where?
Did you not receive the call, sir?
Even the most casual eavesdropper would have to admit it doesn't appear so. What call?
Employer say, George, go to this number and get Mr. Tempora. Employer say, he call, so when I arrive, you know, you come. No call, sir?
No call. Who is your employer?
Mr. Orlando Button. Him old man. He very afraid.
Orlando Button. Art collector? And button galleries?
Employer say, much of trouble coming. You come help?
Oh, what sort of trouble?
We go now, yes?
You go now, yes. My neck and I recently came to an understanding.
Oh, your neck, sir?
My neck. I promised not to stick it out again until I at least knew why it was going to be chopped at, and it, in turn, agreed to be a little more tolerant of starched collars. I am going to bed.
Oh, no. You are coming.
You know, with one swift gesture, you have given me 6 good reasons why I should go with you. Or does that revolver hold 8 bullets? You sure this is a home?
Oh, yes. Home of my employer, Mr. Orlando Button.
Add a couple of ticket windows, scatter around a few timetables, and could easily pass for the home of the super chief.
Employer awaits you in the study, Mr. Tempora. You come this way, please.
Yes, now look, would it be too much to ask you to stop waving that gun under my nose?
You will come.
I come.
Now, you wait.
I wait.
Sir! 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 Mr. Button, I have brought Mr. Tempora, sir.
Oh, yes. Thank you, George. I must have dozed off. Mr. Tempora, it was good of you to come, but I...
Not half as good as it was of George to bring me. He is very persuasive.
Eh?
Mr. Tempora say no come. I invite him at the point of a pistol. You no call him, sir.
No. I fell asleep. That will be all, George.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Yes, sir.
I'm sorry George had to resort to melodrama, Mr. Templar. You'll forgive me, I'm sure. It's all a mistake.
What's all a mistake?
This incident. I never should have sent for you. My nerves. I'm a victim of my own imagination.
Remarkable.
Eh?
Here you are, trembling, yet scarcely 2 minutes ago, according to you, you were in your study there, napping.
But what...
There's fear in that trembling, Mr. Button. And on your face, too. You're scared witless. Scared people don't doze.
Please, I beg of you, go at once. Forget that you've been here.
That was a long ride across town with your chauffeur's gun in my ribs, sir. Long and unpleasant.
But I didn't tell George to use a gun.
We can talk in your study.
No, you mustn't go in there. You shouldn't have done that. I tried to keep him out of here. I knew you didn't want him to see the... Why are you pointing that gun at me? What are you going to do?
Mr. Tempora. Mr. Tempora. Oh, Mr. Tempora. Here. I am giving you brandy.
Oh, that's good brandy. Wake me up some more.
You are to being all right, sir?
As soon as the canaries stop holding choir practice in my head.
Oh, so sorry. I give too much brandy.
Where's Mr. Button?
He gone.
Gone where?
Oh, no see go. I go to room. Time passes. I think maybe now employee want me to drive you home again. I come here to study, finding you on floor. Employer gone, pictures gone.
Pictures? What pictures?
One that arrived today. Sailor bringing crate.
Oh, well, what sort of pictures were they?
Well, the Western pictures same Western man. Look all right to me. But they make Mr. Button very angry.
Oh, and then he told you to fetch me?
Oh, no, not right away. Shorter time later. After phone call.
Phone call?
Employer call number. Speak. You get information, write something on a paper pad. Then send me get you.
The pad? Where is it?
On the desk. Here. I give it to you.
Oh, thank you. Nothing on it.
Maybe he tear a writing page off.
George, look, take your finger and dip it in the fireplace for me, will you?
Dip it? Oh, too much brandy, too much.
Go on now. Please, do as I say. Get some ashes on your hand.
Ashes?
Yes, in the fireplace.
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, ashes. Fingers are all properly dirty with the ashes.
Now rub it on this page of the pad, Lightly, gently.
Yeah, got enough. Magic.
Western magic, known only to those few hardy adventurers who have dared to visit the forbidden city of Brooklyn.
What will the coming forth on a pad?
A picture of Anna May Wong.
Holy mackerel.
Look now, rub the ashes in a little harder, Yeah, there. Yeah, that's it.
What is the words? No, Pikachu. Words that were on former page torn off.
If Mr. Motto should ever need an assistant. That's enough now. Look, give it to me. S-T-I... Stiano. You know Mr. Stiano, George?
Not knowing, sir.
Stiano, S... S-T-U... No, Tuscany. The S.S. Tuscany.
Oh, sounding like steamboat.
Second thought, maybe Mr. Motto ought to be your assistant. Goodbye, George.
Oh, you go?
I go.
I come.
You stay.
You go find Embroya?
Yeah.
Why?
Look, I like you, George, that's why. I don't want you to lose your job, so I...
Oh.
That's a funny place to put a chair.
Your chair belong over here. Oh, Mr. Tempera, you say I am to losing job? Why?
We have a quaint saying in this country, George. Chauffeur lose job if employer lose life.
It's an episode of The Saint, and we'll be back right after this short break.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Kimberly and Michael are getting married. When they made their wedding plans, they chose a donation to a charity rather than receiving gifts. PALS Fund at Haven Humane helps with the adoption fee if you lack the funds to adopt an older companion that desperately needs a home and has lots of love yet to give. PALS Fund honors the memory of my amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 12 years ago. Thanks to all of you who have supported this fund over the years, and a special thanks to Kim and Mike for caring about our furry homeless friends.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Grant and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, this is Don Burton. In the wake of the car fire, disaster rumors seem to move quickly and in some cases can be devastating to companies and individuals. One of those rumors relates to Palomar Builders and its owner, Jeb Allen. There's a rumor that Jeb has raised the prices on all his homes in an effort to profit from this disaster. Nothing could be farther from the truth. In the 30 years that Palomar Builders have been building homes in the North State, they have never had a price increase greater than 3%, ever. And many of the homes that were for sale were immediately opened up to displaced fire victims on the onset of the fire. And so many people know Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders as a giving company. And it's true, they've donated over $500,000 to Make-A-Wish in the past 2 years. Our community is important to Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders because they're part of this community. In an effort to help with home ownership, Jeb is offering $10,000 in free upgrades on any Palomar home in the month of August. For more information, contact Tom Pavick of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 941-9534.
Welcome back to The Saint on When Radio Was.
Who's that on deck? Who is it? Speak up.
It's me, if that means anything.
Muller, huh? Hey, you're late. I expected you. Hey, what is this? You ain't Muller.
Name's Templar.
All right, so the name's Templar. What are you doing aboard my ship?
Looking.
You a customs man?
You the captain?
Third officer. Captain one ashore. I'm in charge. Look, fella, you boys from customs already went over this vessel 3 times since we docked this morning.
3 times, eh? It's the usual procedure, isn't it?
3 times as usual, and each time so thorough the ship is practically dismantled? What goes, pal?
Hey, you tell me.
I don't know what you boys are looking for, mister, but I'll tell you here now, it ain't on board the Tuscany. This is an honest ship.
Yeah, and I'm the captain of the Pinafore. You got a man named Stiano on board?
Look, mister, Stiano's a good guy. One of the best men on this ship. He works hard, no complaints. He's loyal, efficient, a good all-around man. That's Stiano.
Oh, you know him pretty well.
Know him? I'm him.
Well, I'm glad to meet a good, loyal, efficient, uncomplaining, all-around man. You know a man named Button?
No. You say Button?
Button, like in what one is sometimes told to do with one's lip. Button.
Like in Button Galleries, Button?
Yeah.
I know about his art gallery, that's all.
Oh, what about it?
We hauled cargo for him this voyage. A crate we picked up in Genoa. That's in Italy.
Yeah, a crate filled with paintings, valuable and rare.
Yeah, I seen them paintings. If they're valuable, then we're both the captain of the Pinafore.
Oh, bad, eh?
All I can say is phooey. What smog fails to do to the human eye looking at these pictures does.
How many?
7.
Huh. They were sent ashore?
Yeah. Look, all I know is we're loading cargo in Genoa. A guy comes on with this here crate. He gives me a song and dance about taking extra special care of this valuable art so it don't get banged around like cargo sometimes does.
That's all he asked of you.
That and also to deliver it after it cleared through customs.
Deliver it? Where?
To the guy it's consigned to, Dr. Weber, the Button Art Galleries. To nobody else, he says, just this here Dr. Weber, and I shall be handsomely rewarded.
Well, where you?
I'll let you know when Miller gets back. Hope you found the art gallery still open.
Well, I'll tell you right now, he didn't.
No? Then what did he do with
it? I'm inclined to think he brought it to the one man he shouldn't have brought it to, Orlando Button.
Oh, and this guy in Italy says, make sure nobody gets it but this Dr. Weber. How about that for luck? A lousy mistake is going to cost me my handsome reward.
You're getting it light, pal. That same mistake may cost Mr. Button his life.
Hey, Casey.
Yes. I want to make sure it was you who just come off the ship. I'm kind of glad it's you, sucker.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of glad to see you. Let's see how good you are without the gun, you sucker. Don't worry about it. When I finish tearing it off, I promise you I'll give it back to you.
My arm, please.
Come on now. What ill wind brought you out of retirement, Kasek?
No temper. My kind of work. When a guy says he's retired, he's either trying to kid the cops or kid himself.
You mean there's always another hoodlum who'd force you back into it, eh? Now, let's have some talk, Kasek.
Let go of the arm first.
Let loose the talk first.
I got nothing.
I'll loosen your tongue with a little history. When I first knew you, you worked for Scarelli as his trigger. Till he was deported a couple of years back.
My, you're full of news. What do you want from me, Saint?
Who hired you to squeeze the trigger on me?
Nobody has to hire me to gun you down, Saint. With me, that's a labor of love.
Oh, my arm! you breaking?
Turn him loose.
Hey, Kasek, either there's someone behind you, you've developed a decided talent for ventriloquism.
He's no ventriloquist, and I'm no dummy.
Who are you?
I'm just a man with a gun, and the gun is in your back. Turn him loose.
He's loose.
Oh, pal, you sure came along when I most
needed.
Huh?
The boss wants you. Get right over there.
Oh, you're going to handle the sucker?
I'll handle him. You beat it.
Okay, pal. Okay.
All right, turn around, Templar. Carefully, very carefully. Good. You did that very nicely.
Yeah, I've been taking dancing lessons.
It's too bad someone doesn't sell lessons in how to mind one's own business. From now on, you're keeping your nose out of this affair. It doesn't concern you. Clear?
Like tapioca. Yeah, I get shanghaied by a fast-drawing Oriental with a gun. I get my skull bashed so hard my brains are threatening to move out of the neighborhood. I get very sincerely menaced by a beady-eyed bandit with intent to kill, and now you come along and tell me this affair doesn't concern me?
All this really happened?
If I were dreaming, it wouldn't be about those kind of things.
Okay. So what's the angle to all this mishmash?
I can only make wild guesses. None of my ideas have had their final fittings yet. So suppose you tell me, what angle are you wearing today?
Like I told you, Saint, me, I'm just a man with a gun.
Yeah, so you said. And, the paintings?
Paintings?
Yeah, the creative paintings, 7 in number, that arrived today from Italy for the Button Galleries.
Now I'm dreaming. You mean you're chasing paintings?
You mean you're not chasing paintings?
Friend, either you're deliberately throwing me a curve or we're not even playing in the same ball game. No, I'm not chasing paintings. What I'm chasing is just a little more dangerous.
You wouldn't say that if you were wearing my aching head.
I'll be seeing you, art lover.
Yeah, it's inevitable. And if you should run across an old party named Orlando Button before I do, will you please do something to help him stay alive?
Now, this is the last pipe dream I'll listen to. Why can't this old party manage to stay alive on his own efforts?
This is one of the wild guesses I was telling you about. The last time I saw Button, he was a very frightened man. The kind of fright that only comes to a man who expects he's going to be killed.
If I see him, I'll do what I can to stop him from being afraid.
And that statement can be taken two ways. And in the light of the fact that it was pronounced by a fellow who hobnobs with Killer Kasek...
Goodbye, Saint. And if I were you, I'd worry about trying to keep myself alive.
The first half of Button, Button, an episode of The Adventures of the Saint from March 11th, 1951. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. The actress who played Lola Mary Shipp was also a comedy performer. For example, she played teacher Miss Spaulding on a Cy Howard-created show that aired for 5 years, from the late 40s into the early 50s. I'll name that show, then wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
My boss is the smartest and the stubbornest, the fattest and the laziest, the cleverest and the craziest, the most extravagant detective in the world, Nero Wolfe.
Join Rex Stout's reclusive, overweight, orchid-loving super sleuth Nero Wolfe as masterfully portrayed by Sidney Greenstreet in Radio Spirit's exciting 9-CD set, Parties for Death.
Mr. Bowden, it is very easy to murder someone. Avoiding the consequences of such an action is something else again.
His services are much sought after by an array of desperate and distinctive individuals.
How do you do, sir?
I have no time for the social graces, Mr. Wolfe. I'm about to be murdered.
Hardly in my house. I have objections.
Archie Goodwin does the legwork for this armchair detective extraordinaire, setting up his brilliant boss to solve the case.
Money, work, bah.
Greatest detective in the world. Only trouble is, he is.
Nero Wolfe, Parties for Death is regularly $35.95. But for a limited time, When Radio Was listeners can get it for only $17.95. That's half off. Plus, get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code NERO77.
That's all you're going to give us?
At the moment. However, Inspector, in a very little while, I shall give you the murderer.
Now, how can you beat that? 18 exciting episodes of Danger and Detection for only $17.95. Order Nero Wolf, Parties for Death, today at Radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248. Use offer code NERO77 to get 50% off and free shipping. Sound good?
Good.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Griebel.
A couple I know was sitting in their hot tub in the privacy of their secluded backyard when suddenly a man with a clipboard came wandering onto their patio, looking around and taking notes. They asked what he was doing, and he identified himself as an inspector from the Homeowners Association. He claimed the right to go anywhere on any property, with or without the owner's permission, anytime he wants. But these homeowners looked through the lens of liberty, and they understand their right to privacy enshrined in the Bill of Rights. They know that in America, even homeowners associations only get power from the consent of the governed. These owners did not consent, and that should make you boil. What have you allowed in your neighborhood?
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
For example, she was citizenship teacher Miss Spaulding on the late 40s, early 50s radio comedy, Life with Luigi. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and that'll do it this time around. Remember, though, to visit us at the website, which is whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com.